time for high school football coverage on Candleland Radio. All the big plays, touchdowns, defensive stops, all right here on Candleland Radio. The atmosphere's picking up, the teams have hit the field, and we head to the action live at the field with high school football coverage on Candleland Radio.
Here we go. We're back to it on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We are down to sub-state championship games here in the high school football playoffs. And a dandy of a matchup we have in store for you tonight here on 103.9 KNZA in the 2A classification. It's Nemaha Central hosting Osage City. Good evening from a sloppy, chilly night here in Seneca, Kansas. We bring you the Thunder and the Indians with a spot in Hutchinson on the line Thanksgiving weekend. Again, it is cold, it is wet, and it's going to be like that throughout the night. Low 40s coming up as we get closer to kickoff. It's going to feel more like the mid-30s. It's been off and on raining throughout the day. That rain is expected to stop, but the field very visible with some mud and some slop. That's November football, and the winner tonight moves on to the Class 2A state championship game next weekend for Osage City. Very familiar with Nemaha Central in the playoffs here in the last handful of years. Back-to-back seasons, 23 and 24, Nemaha Central eliminating Osage City in the sectional round. Obviously, we're in the sub-state round with a trip to Hutch next week on the line. But last season at Osage City, Nemaha Central, a game-winning drive in the final minutes, a Carter Hike touchdown, gave the Thunder a 33-27 win. 2 years ago, 23 in the sectional round here in Seneca. Thunder took care of business, beating the Indians 53-27. And then you got to go back to 2020, a 7-0 Nemaha Central win in the sectional round of the 2A playoffs. It's the fourth all-time meeting between Osage City and Nemaha Central. All have been in the sectional round previously, and tonight it's the sub-state round with a spot in the state championship game on the line. Nemaha Central, a 21-20 winner last week against Sabetha. Osage City, they went on the road, beat Caney Valley 46-14. Excited to bring you our pregame coverage, getting you ready for the kickoff tonight here in Seneca. Got a conversation with both head coaches on the other side of the timeout. It'll start with Andrew Gantenbine of Osage City. Michael Glatzik will follow. After those two play, we come back live to the field, get you set for the opening kickoff. It's Osage City and Nemaha Central spotting the 2A title game on the line, and our pregame is off and running right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
You know what Grandma really wants for the holidays? No, it's not a sweater. It's not another candle. She wants some meat. That's right, the good stuff from Frankfurt Meat Company. Juicy roast, tender steaks, and smoked hams. All the fixings for a feast that'll have folks lining up for seconds. So skip the fruitcake and swing by Frankfurt Meat Company, 120 East 2nd in Frankfurt, or call them at 785-292-4436 and make Grandma very proud this year. Frankfurt Meat Company, meat you just can't beat.
There's no substitute for experience. This is especially true when it comes to agriculture. You've got to have roots in agriculture to be able to offer worthwhile advice to someone who makes their living making things grow. At Oak State Bank in Seneca, we have years of ag lending experience. Whether it be a real estate loan, livestock loan, equipment loan, operating loan, or simply a line of credit, we are here for you. Visit our website at elkstatebank.com. We are your rural financial partner, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Hey, it's Inlay with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back
here on KNZA. Pregame coverage continues. Class 2A sub-state championship game tonight here in Seneca as Nemaha Central is hosting Osage City. And we got Osage City head coach Andrew Gantenbein on the horn with us, joining us for a couple of minutes here on the pregame show, and we greatly appreciate it. Coach, going back to last week, big sectional round win against Caney Valley on the road, 46-14. Just a lot of success and a lot to dive into here about your team in this season, but take us back to the game against Caney Valley a week ago and what you took away from it.
Well, ultimately, we liked the result. We never won a sectional game before, so it was a big win for our program. I think we played as well as we could have. You know, I thought the previous couple weeks we played a little bit better, particularly defensively, but I mean, at the same time, if you look at it, one of their scores was off of a fluke special teams blunder, and then another one was, we had an interception, taken off the board that, was questionable at best, and they ended up scoring on that drive too. So overall, we did some good things. So, when you're in the playoffs, it's about finding a way to survive in advance and did enough to get the win and get another opportunity this week.
When you guys came into this season, Kaysen Parsons, he was your quarterback. You go into this matchup tonight here in Seneca with a trip to state and the championship game on the line with Reed Silver as your quarterback. Now, Reed, he steps in, midway through the season, roughly in October. Kaysen goes down with an injury. Kaysen, you could argue, probably statistically was on pace for a massive season and one of the best two-way quarterbacks we had here, coming into this season. But Reed steps in. He's really, filled the role nicely, and production's been very good with that offense. Talk about that transition, losing Kaysen's one of the best, in the state, and then replacing with Reed Silver here, who's done a really good job for you.
Yeah, it's been a tough year for us injury-wise. We lost another two-way guy in Severin Rumold the first game of the year against Olpe. And lost Kaysen, like you said, against St. Mary's. And so it took us a little while. We had to adjust a few things to play to Reed's strengths. But, Reed's a kid who I feel like, we're very fortunate to be able to bring someone of his caliber in. Very few teams in the state would be able to have a number two like Reed Silver. He's a very talented kid. And, I feel like he's settled in and gotten more comfortable each and every week, and as he's gotten more comfortable, he's gotten better, and then consequently we've played better as well. So he's done a good job. Like I said, your heart breaks for a kid like Kaysen and a kid like Severin, who've given so much to the program and worked so hard, and obviously they would love to be out there on the field Friday night having this opportunity as well, and the team's kind of playing for them a little bit too. But to answer your question, Reed's done a great job. Good dual threat kid, brings a lot of the same things that Kaysen brought to the table, as far as just the ability to run the ball, throw the ball, provide sound leadership, understands the offense well.
Yeah, you talk about just some of the players around him. You got Dylan Teal, a senior running back who's north of 800 yards, and Quentin Stark might be statistically one of the best, if not the best, wide receiver in the 2A class. Quentin doesn't really miss a beat last week. 6 catches for over 200 yards and 3 scores. Reed had a big night as well at Caney Valley. But, Quentin Stark, again, 16 receiving touchdowns, just a big play threat. Just the guys that you have around with Teal and Stark and even, Lucas Gantenbein, another wide receiver, Austin Lamb at tight end, Tate Smith as well kind of stepping in there. Just a lot of guys around Reed that probably makes it a little bit easier for him when you have some guys like that around him.
It does. It certainly lessens the load for him a little bit. We are kind of a quarterback-centric offense, and we've been fortunate to have some really good quarterbacks and within our system. They're able to put up some pretty good numbers, but we do have certainly some great players around Reed that he's able to lean on. And, after Kaysen got injured, we featured Dylan Teal a little bit more in the running game, and he's really responded to that and produced very well. And, you spoke about Quentin too. And it took us, again, a couple of games to kind of, there were some things that we did with Quentin, based on Kaysen's abilities that we had to adjust a little bit. But we've modified some things, and Quentin's production has picked back up, and we're very fortunate to have the options that we have. And then, like you said, some other guys to go around them too. So, like we talk about every Friday, it's not a situation where, one guy has to go out and shoulder the load. It's a team effort, and one week one player may have the gaudy numbers, and one week someone else might. But it's a good team approach for our offense, and that's how we like to do things. A
couple more minutes here with Andrew Gantenbein. He is the head coach of Osage City as they're in Seneca tonight to take on Nemaha Central, Class 2A sub-state championship game. Well, let's get your thoughts on the Thunder. Very familiar. You've been coaching for a handful of years now, and you've seen Nemaha Central the last handful of seasons, including last season. You know, you guys were hosting the Thunder in the sectional round in 2024, and this game was awesome. Had a chance to be there and cover that, and you guys score right out the gate with a long touchdown pass. Certainly had some ebbs and flows, and it was back and forth. Ultimately, a late touchdown by NC gives them the win, 33-27. One, how much do you take away from the game last year in terms of kind of implementing a game plan here for tonight's game, and just what'd you take away from that matchup last season?
Well, I think last season's game kind of started even the year before when we played them in the sectional round up there, and the fact that, you know, they had a really good team that year. You know, they were probably better than we were up front, but our kids competed their tails off, and Nemaha got out to a quick start in that game, but our kids battled, and that game was a one-score game late in the third quarter before Nemaha, and we had a couple turnovers, and Nemaha was ultimately able to pull away and win by a few scores. But, you know, I think that kind of set the table for our kids to be confident and know that they could compete, you know, last year. And certainly, like you said, we had our chances last year, and our kids, you know, I think understand that and know that it's going to be certainly a battle. We have nothing but respect for Nemaha and what they do. They're extremely well coached and physical team, and obviously they've got Hike and some host of weapons to go around him too. So, you know, I believe they ran him 50 times for 300 yards last year against us. So obviously, you know, when you talk about a game plan, we got to find a way to slow Superman down.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy when you think about it. Just, you know, his senior year, the amount of carries, the amount of production that he has had, just one of now eight players in 11-man history to have at least 7,000 career rushing yards. But you've seen him the last couple of seasons, and you know it's coming, yet teams just have issues stopping it. What do you attribute to that? I'm sure the offensive line has a massive role in that, but just 6'2", 215, again, just size, athleticism, the way he totes the rock, just there's a lot of things that go into it that allow him to have as much success that he has had, not just this season, but his entire career.
Yeah, like you said, you know, it starts with his guys up front, and, you know, they do a good job, and Coach Gladsick there and his staff do a great job of, you know, they built their offense around him, but they do it in such a way to where if you try to completely center around him, then you're exposing your defense to some other openings, you know. And so they, you know, a lot of people say, well, just go out and stop him. Well, there's been a lot of teams that have tried to do that, and it's certainly easier said than done. But we've worked up a few things, and we're going to, you know, attempt to get the job done tomorrow. And if we can find a way to slow him down, then that gives us a chance to be successful.
Finally, Coach, just give us a few keys, expectations. What is it going to take to come on the road here in Seneca tonight and leave a win and get to the state championship game?
I thought we came out against Caney Valley, and I thought we were a little bit nervous, you know. I feel like we have to come out and just come out and play football and be confident and come out and play Osage City football and settle in. And like you said, you know, it's a familiar opponent. It's an opponent we respect the heck out of, but just come out and play. You know, offensively and defensively, you know, we have to win the line of scrimmage, and that's a tall task against a team like Nemaha because they're so good up there on both sides of the ball. But, you know, we got to try to win the line of scrimmage. We have to be able to run the ball and, you know, be selective with the passing game. You know, defensively, as we just said, you know, got to slow down their running game. You know, they've ran all over us now for 2 years in a row, and, you know, you can't stop the run, it's difficult to win. So you got to find a way to do that. And then make us play or two here in special teams as well.
There it is, Andrew Gantenbein. That is the head coach of Osage City here in Seneca tonight, taking on Nemaha Central, Class 2A sub-state championship game. Coach, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us here on the pregame show. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
Going to be joined next by Michael Gladsick, Nemaha Central football coach. Don't go anywhere. Our pregame coverage continues after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
It's the Honeyman Ford year-end sales event. Drive into the new year with unbeatable savings on your favorite Ford models, small town handshakes, big city selection. Hurry in, these offers won't last. Visit Honeyman Ford today or check us out online at honeymanford.com. The clock's ticking. Don't miss your chance to upgrade and save big. Honeyman Ford, proud supporter of local youth and community organizations.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Buying or selling a home? Don't do it alone. Work with someone who knows the market inside and out. I'm Sarah Fox, Stone & Story Real Estate, and I specialize in helping people just like you find their dream home or receive top dollar when it's time to sell. From first tours to closing day, your continued leader in the industry in marketing and service, I'll guide you every step of the way with local expertise, proven results, and service you can trust as you have for over 20 years. Sarah Fox Team, find us online.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Pre-game coverage continues tonight at Substate Championship in the 2A classification. Nemaha Central hosting Osage City. Trip to the state title game is on the line. Michael Gladzik joining us here for a few minutes. Nemaha Central football coach. Lots to dissect, coach. Another fantastic matchup last week in that sectional round game against Sabetha. The atmosphere was great. The weather was great. You knew it was going to be a great game. It certainly played out, plus a little bit more. Ultimately, you guys won it 21-20. Take us back to last week and the overall thoughts and takeaways from the big win.
Oh, yeah, just like you said, it couldn't have been more of a perfect night for all those football fans. A huge crowd from Sabetha and Emal here just for a ultimate county clash. But I was just so dang proud of these kids. These kids have been through a lot this year, not just winning ball games, going through the everyday practices, but with, you know, teammates. Obviously they got a lot to think about every day, every week, and these kids just keep grinding away. And, they knew that was going to be, a knockout drag fight, 4 or 5 weeks ago when we played them. It was a 2-point game. It came down to the wire, and we knew nothing different, this time. And it's kind of crazy. You look back at the two games and very, very similar, all four quarters. You know, we jump out to another 2-score lead, and all of a sudden they go on a 7-minute drive, and then they actually score 20 unanswered points. And I told the kids after the game, we just needed some kind of momentum to swing our way. And the blocked extra point, I think, was that right there. It was a huge momentum gainer. Now our kids knew that we just go down and drive and, you know, take the extra point, and we're up by one. And then, but I thought that last drive, our offensive line straightened up. We get off the football. Everybody in the world knew it was going to go to Carter every snap, but our line blocked for him, our skills blocked for him, and we gave Sabetha 4 minutes to drive 60 yards, and that's extremely tough for that kind of offense. So hats off to our defense for getting stops when they needed to early and late. Special teams was a hidden factor, you know, just like I said, some kind of momentum gainer, and that job was done on special teams. So like I said earlier, I'm just so dang happy for these kids, proud of these kids, but they know we got one more game to do before we go to Hutch.
Carter Hike, 45 carries, 254 in the 3 scores. You know, the combination of him with the offensive line, the more I watch, and we've talked about it before, it's crazy to think, for as much as he has carried the rock throughout his career, he just seems to be more or as effective in the fourth quarter and maybe even harder to bring down in the fourth quarter. Do you kind of attribute that to his workouts, his conditioning, just his strength and sheer athleticism? I mean, it's just crazy to watch him in the fourth quarter. It looks like he's taking his first snap of the ball game.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I tell people, family, friends, community, that the kid gets tougher throughout the game, whether it's 15 carries, whether it's 45, 50 carries. We went into the ball game. We thought we were going to throw some bubbles, you know, and some flares to the running back because I thought they would stack the box more. But, those two outside linebackers, Middleton and Lang, did a great job of taking away that. And, I told Carter that, hey, you're going to have to tote the rock, and that hats off to our offensive line because they knew they could do that too. When we're getting 6 yards of carry, it's hard to not run the ball and not hand it to number six. But you know, just like I said, it's not just offensive lines, it's skills. We'll obviously block for him. Just an overall great win for our kids. Like I said, I'm extremely happy for them, just to spend another week with them here.
A couple more minutes. Michael Glatzik joining us, getting you set for the sub-state championship tonight here in Seneca. Nemaha Central hosting Osage City. Coach, this is a team, the Indians, they're 10-1, only lost to Silver Lake back in mid-October. They lose their starting quarterback, and you could argue Kaysen Parsons, one of the best throwing quarterbacks in the state. They lose him back in October. I think it was right before that game against Silver Lake. They put their running back in there at quarterback, Reed Silver, and they really haven't missed a beat since he stepped in there production-wise on offense. They have been rolling here over the last month. They beat Caney Valley last week. You saw them last year in the sectional round. You went on the road, beat them with a late touchdown in the fourth quarter. This is a very good Osage City team, and they can really put up points and yards in bunches.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Coach Katzenmeier does a phenomenal job with them. This senior class is very similar to our senior class. They've been playing forever, it seems like, varsity football now. You know, we saw them, what year was that, 2023, I think they came up here in sectionals. We got them, this senior class was sophomores back then, and you saw a lot of familiar faces, and we go down there last year and escape a big win. They just got athletes all over the field. You look across the front line, both sides of the ball, linebackers, DBs, H-backs, receivers, they got dudes everywhere. So we got a huge challenge this week, offensively and defensively. But just like you said, Parsons going out, hurts them on offense. I think he's one of the best quarterbacks I've ever seen in two-way level, just with throwing the ball, making checks, making the right calls, making the right reads. So I'm hoping he gets a college shot somewhere because he's extremely talented at it. But like you said, Silver stepped in. And they really haven't missed a beat. You know, obviously more quarterback run game, but they're going to throw deep balls to Teal and Starks. You know, we got to make sure they don't beat us. And then the screens are very dangerous. You know, the O-line does a great job of getting out there, making blocks. So we got to do our keys and fly around to the football, 11 hats to the ball, because that's what's going to take down the screen. So, we got an extremely tough challenge this week, which is expected, I guess, in the semi-football here.
Yeah, they got an elite receiver, Quentin Stark. They got you on a deep ball on their opening drive last year in that meeting in the sectional round. You know, obviously that was with Kaysen Parsons at quarterback, but they're still going to throw it a little bit. You mentioned the screen game. That is something they like to utilize. But Quentin Stark, I think outside of Dane Johnson of Silver Lake, I think he's probably the best wide receiver, at least statistically, that you have seen this season. He's got 16 touchdowns and nearly 1,000 yards. Big play all over the board. 6 catches for 203 and 3 scores in their win at Caney Valley last week. Just Quentin Stark on the outside, how do you kind of take him away and keep him kind of at a minimal, you know, in this matchup here tonight?
Well, yeah. You know, we told the staff, or we told the kids Monday, that we're not going to stop him. We just got to slow him down. You know, we're obviously going to pay much attention to him when he's singled out. We're going to make somebody else beat us instead of Starks and Teal. We're going to make those other kids, role players, score against us, make big runs. Obviously, we got to rally to the ball. But, just like you said, the first play last year, they just hit an 80-yarder, which is too easy, in this type of game. You know, we got to at least make it tough for them, make them drive that long field, whether it's run, whether it's, hitches, ins, outs, whatever it is, make them thread the needle. And just like I said, our kids got to fly around to the football because Teal's one of the best running backs that we'll see. Starks is very comparable to Dane Johnson. The quarterback's extremely talented. They just got dudes all over the field, so it's going to be extremely tough for us.
Finally, Coach, fourth all-time meeting between these two teams. All have been in the postseason. All have been deep into the postseason. Now you get them in the sub-state championship here tonight. Keys and expectations to get back to Hutchinson next week.
Nothing changes. You know, just limit penalties. It's gonna be a hostile environment. You know, they're gonna bring a lot of fans. It's gonna be a packed crowd there. They're obviously hungry from last 3 or 2 years for sure. Obviously these kids want to win, and so do our kids. And then ball control. That's what's gonna come down to. If it's a little wet out, a little muddy, a little slick, whatever it is, ball control is gonna be huge. Defensively, we got to turn them over. Whether when they put the ball in the air or rally to the ball, try to knock it out, offense, defense is important, but special teams is even more important. Just like we talked about last week, against Sabetha, all three assets of the game got to be clicking, this type of year. So it should be a fun night.
Excited for it, no doubt about it. Nemaha Central football coach Michael Gladsick, sub-state championship in the 2A classification here in Seneca tonight as they host the Indians of Osage City. Coach, thanks again for all the time. We appreciate it. Good luck here tonight. Thanks again.
I appreciate it, Brandon. Thanks for all you do.
Back live to the field, kickoff approaching. It's Nemaha Central and Osage City coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ready to score big this football season? It's game time at Wilson Tire in Holton. Just like your favorite teams, we're geared up for success, offering unbeatable deals on tires and oil changes. Don't fumble your ride to the game. Visit Wilson Tire today for top quality tires that keep you in the winning lane. From touchdowns to tire rotations, we've got you covered. Wilson Tire in Holton, where every drive is a touchdown. Call us at 785-362-8473. When selection and service matter, choose Wilson Tire in Holton.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at BobSchwartzFinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Seneca, Brandon Tabman here on KNCA. Seth Tollefson, our studio producer. Class 2A Substate Championship game here tonight. Nemaha Central hosting Osage City. It's going to be a lot of fun. The rain has stopped and appears that we're going to have a clear evening in terms of no more precipitation. It's going to be low 40s throughout the night, and it's going to feel more like the mid-30s. It is a sloppy field here in Seneca, visible puddles and mud spots throughout. But again, the rain has stopped, and it appears we're going to be okay the rest of the night as Nemaha Central take it on Osage City. It's the third straight season these teams have met in the playoffs. It's the fourth all-time meeting between these two schools. Previous three meetings on the playoffs, last year in the sectional round, Nemaha Central went on the road, defeated Osage City 33-27. 2 years ago here in Seneca in the sectional round, that was a little bit more of a beatdown for NC, that final 53-27. Then you go back to 2020, an Osage City team that finished 9-2, but again in the sectional round, losing to Nemaha Central, that final was 7-0. But this time, first time in this matchup's history that this is going to be a sub-state championship game. Last week's win for Osage City against Caney Valley, 46-14. It was their first sectional championship in school history. So they're looking to get to the state title for the first time in school history. But they have been as consistent of a program in the 2A classification really over the last decade. Since 2017, Osage City is 76-19. They have been a staple, but they have not gotten over that hump, whether it be the sectional round or we'll see tonight here in the sub-state championship game. It's been different for Nemaha Central. They're trying to get back to the state championship for what would be a fourth consecutive season, last year losing to Southeast of Saline, who's in the other semifinal tonight taking on Hoisington. We'll keep tabs on that game. But just different feels for both of these teams in terms of history in the state football playoffs over the last 4 or 5 years. Nemaha Central has made the deeper runs and have multiple state titles. Osage City, record-wise, roughly the last 5 to 10 years, they've been just as good as anybody, but again, just haven't been able to get over that hump, and they'll try to do it tonight. Packed house in a chilly late November night. We're less than a week out from Thanksgiving as the captains are on the field. Nemaha Central officially has won the toss, and they will defer to the second half. which means Osage City will have the opening kickoff here tonight in Seneca. So let's get you the starters before we get to this kickoff tonight. Again, Osage City and Nemaha Central. So the Indians, they are 10-1 overall. Their only loss back on October 17th against Silver Lake by a final of 28-21. As they'll get the ball first, their starting lineup here on offense. The left tackle is Zachariah Green. The left guard, Camden Jackson. The center is Levi Punches. The right guard is Liam Vaughn. And the right tackle is Gunnar Tincher. The wide receivers, they go heavy in that regard. Lucas Gantenbein, we mentioned Quentin Stark, an elite receiver with 16 touchdowns and nearly 1,000 yards. Another wide receiver is Tate Smith. The tight end is Austin Lamb. The running back is Dylan Teal, and the quarterback is junior Reed Silver. Defensively for Nemaha Central, undefeated at 11-0. The defensive line, usually they go three down, led by Connor Leager, Kyler Ganstrom, and Hendrix Wall. They go heavy in the middle at linebacker with Camden Schmitz, Carter Hike, Jack Mackey, Sullivan Haverkamp, and Cannon Sudbeck. And the defensive backs at corners, it is Caleb Heenick and Jaden Seitz, and the free safety is Caleb Strothman. Moments away from the opening kickoff here in Seneca. Glad to be a part of your Friday night. Here 6 days out from Thanksgiving. Happy holidays to you and yours. Winner tonight moves on to Hutchinson next week, and we'll take on the winner of Southeast of Saline and Hoisington. The home team, Thunder of Nemaha Central, purple jerseys from top to bottom with the white helmets, the NC on each side of that helmet. Osage City on the road, the all-white uniforms, red numerals and lettering, the red helmet with the Indians logo in white on the right side of the helmet. Fourth all-time meeting between these two. Nemaha Central looking to get back to a fourth straight state championship game. Osage City looking for their first trip to a state title in school history. Here is the kick by Nemaha Central. It's Levi Thomas, a low dribbler that's going to be picked up on the far side by Dylan Teal. Outside the hash marks, he lowers the shoulders and gets across the 35. He will get the ball to about the 36, maybe 37. So pretty good field position here for Osage City as they will start this one off tonight with the ball. 11:54 to go opening quarter. About to take our first offensive snap here of tonight's game. Osage City led right now by their junior quarterback in Reed Silver. Taking over for the injured Kaysen Parsons midway through the year. He has thrown for 917 and 14 touchdowns. He has rushed for over 600 yards and five more scores. The Indians average over 45 points per game, and it is a quarterback keeper. Reed Silver went right. He has spun down by the shoelaces in the backfield. He might have got back to the line of scrimmage. Either way, no gain on the play. Kyler Ganstrom, the first to get a shoulder pad on him. And officially no gain on the run play by Reed Silver. And it's going to bring up second down and 10 at the 36-yard line here as we're 30 seconds into this game. And our second offensive play for the Indians, it'll be second and 10 just outside the 35-yard line. They operate right to left, ball on the far side hash, a three-receiver set. Now a screen to Teal, and he is hit and driven back to the 30-yard line. Jack Mackey read that screen beautifully. It's a loss of five on the play. And just like that, Osage City going in the wrong direction. It is third down and 15 after the loss of five on that screen play. Dylan Teal, the senior running back. They use him in the pass game at nearly 500 receiving yards, and they will continue to use the screen game. But now a clear passing down here, third down and 15. Just over a minute gone by in this opening quarter. Osage City trying to avoid a three and out. Silver steps up in the pocket. He's rolling to his right. He gets away from one, steps back, and he launches it into the middle of the field to nobody. It's incomplete, and it's fourth and long for Osage City. Good job by Silver, eluding multiple tacklers in the backfield, and he nearly might have thrown that ball across the line of scrimmage, but there was nobody open in the middle of the field, and it's incomplete, and it's three and out for Osage City. Good start here for this Nemaha Central defense, giving up just 12 points per game here in 2025. Now, special teams going to be big with the conditions as Osage City will get that punt off, and it takes an Indians bounce inside the 40, and that's going to nestle right at the Nemaha Central 35. So Osage City, three and out on their opening possession, and they lost yards. And Nemaha Central takes over at their own 35 with 10:29 to go in this opening quarter. And no score here on KNZA. We'll see Carter Hike for the first time tonight. Elite. 2,124 rushing yards this season 37 touchdowns. He's thrown for nearly 800 yards and 11 more scores. Set to pass 3,000 total yards this season. Potentially could do that here in the first quarter. He's got 2,921 total yards here in 2025. He's ready to take his first snap as he sends sights in motion. And no surprise, hiked the first carry, bottled up. He runs into a wall of white jerseys. And a good push there by Osage City up front. It's a gain of just 2 yards for Carter Hike, and it's going to bring up second down and 8 at the 37 of the Thunder. As we're not quite 2 minutes in, no score here on KNZA. Two-way sub-state title game in Seneca tonight between Osage City and Nemaha Central. So Carter Hike now working this offense. Second down, 8 yards to go. Ball near side hash. They operate left to right here in the opening quarter. They got two receivers to the short side right. Jack Mackey, the tight end, tucked up left, and then two more receivers split far side left. Checking down at the line of scrimmage. Now a man in motion. It is Strothman. They fake it to him. A right side quarterback run and across the 40 and hit down by the knees into the 42-yard line. It's a gain of 5 for Carter Hike. So he's got the first two totes here on this opening drive and a third down play coming up. Third down and 3 here for Nemaha Central. We played 2.5 minutes in this opening quarter. And after a 3-and-out by Osage City, Nemaha Central trying to avoid the same thing. But they have a much more manageable third down here at third down and 3.5. Shotgun set here for Carter Hike. Osage City 5 down on the defensive line and even showing another linebacker with a potential blitz opportunity. Hike looks at it, checks it down, now resets the play. Two receivers right, two left. 3 minutes in, third down and 4. Same exact play. They fake it to Strothman, and Hike is drilled and dropped. He will gain nothing, maybe a half yard at best. But Braden Grime, the senior D-end, bringing down Hike for just a gain of 1, and it's fourth down and 2 here for the Thunder, and they may be setting to punt this one away. Levi Thomas is back to punt it away here for Nemaha Central. So both teams, 3 and out. On their opening drive, and this Osage City team defensively giving up just 10.7 points per game. And crucial here with the wet conditions, Thomas gets a kick away. It's not a very good one. It does take a Nemaha Central bounce and will nestle at the 34-yard line. So both teams 3 and out on their opening drives here tonight. We got 8:19 to go in this opening quarter. And Osage City officially at their own, let's see, 33-yard line. It was 4th and 2 for Nemaha Central, right around their own 40, but a game of this magnitude this early, not surprised, they decided to punt it away. So the second drive now for Osage City. They have negative 5 yards on offense here so far. Man in motion, that is Lucas Gantenbein. They go to Dylan Teal, a right side run, hit immediately and sent back and dropped. Good job up front to gain a 2 out to the 35 on the right side run by Dylan Teal. Jack Mackey in there on the stop. It's going to bring up 2nd down and 8 from the 35. Dylan Teal leads this team in carries, yards, and touchdowns. And that one is first toe to the rock on the ground. Good for 2. 7:52 to go. No score opening quarter. Class 2A sub-state championship game here tonight in Seneca. Osage City, 2nd down and 8 yards to go. Gantenbein in motion, near side to far side, settles in, right side slot. 3 total receivers on the far side of the field. Silver back to pass, eluding some rushers. He throws it low, and that pass is incomplete as he was looking for Quentin Stark across the middle. Would have been enough for a first down, but a low throw hits the turf, and now 3rd down and 8 coming up. You're going to hear Quentin Stark a lot. 45 catches coming in for 960 yards. And 16 touchdowns. He had 203 and 3 scores on just 6 catches last week in their win at Caney Valley. He is a big play threat, and he caught Nemaha with a long touchdown pass in the first quarter of the sectional round meeting last year at Osage City. 3rd down and 8. Indians trying to avoid a second consecutive 3 and out. They send Stark in motion to the near side of the field. Silver looks at the 3-down defensive line here for NC. They show blitz. They back it off. He's got time. Here comes a late rush. Pass across the middle. It's picked off at the 45. Turnover by Osage City. It's picked off by Nemaha Central's Jaden Seitz. His 5th INT of the year. It leads the squad. And in business at the 45, a turnover by the Indians. And it's about to be 1st and 10, Nemaha Central. Turnovers are going to be key tonight, and the Indians give it away on their second drive as Jaden Seitz, again, his team-leading fifth interception of the season. NC at their own 45. They take over with 7:28 to go in this opening quarter. And for Reed Silver at quarterback, his fifth interception thrown this season. Nemaha Central checking down at the line. They go left to right here in the opening quarter. Five down on the defensive line here for Osage City as Carter Hike eludes through that line, and he gets into Indians territory to the 49. It's a gain of six. Simple draw up the middle. Good push by that O-line for NC. Going to bring up second down and 4 yards to go. Fourth carry here in the opening quarter for Carter Hike. Again, well over 10,000 total yards in his career. The eighth 11-man player all time with 7,000 or more rushing yards. He has 125 rushing touchdowns and 161 total touchdowns. And there goes Carter Hike, a big run down to the 30. Another quarterback draw straight up the middle. He gets to the 31 officially. It's a gain of 18 and a burst right up the guts. And the biggest play here in the opening quarter for Nemaha Central. And they're cooking with gas. It's first and 10 at the Indians' 31-yard line. Carter Hike this season, 8 yards, a tote. That one ripped off 18 right up the middle. He nearly got away from that final defender. It could have been a six-point play, but either way, first and 10 at the 31. Here's Carter Hike once again. He is bottled up and sent back. He's trying to get away, and he can't do so. He's ripped down by Braden Grime to close it out. He might have got a yard to the 30. It appears he did so. So a gain of one for Carter Hike. You're going to hear his name quite a bit. He had 45 carries, 254 yards, and all three touchdowns last week in the 21-20 thriller against Sabetha. Second down and 9 for Nemaha Central, hitting the halfway point of the opening quarter. No score here in the sub-state title game in Seneca tonight. A bunch set, ball on the near side hash. The lone receiver to the short side right is Strothman. And then you have Seitz bunched up with Mackey, the tight end, behind the right side of the O-line, and that's where Carter Hike's going to go with it, with a cut inside the 25, and he's got a first down. He'll get to the 21, or correct myself, he might be shy. Let's see where they mark him. He's just outside the red zone, and it was second down and 9, and it appears he has 9.5 for the Nemaha Central first down. So just outside the red zone at the 21-yard line, a pickup, we'll call it 10 if you round up. And Carter Hike again on the move. Two of his last three carries have gone for 18, and that one 10 right there. First and 10 at the 21. 5:35 to go opening quarter. Thunder looking to strike first here at home. A check down the play at the line of scrimmage. Similar formation, ball on the right side hash. Very heavy on the right side, following his blocks. Gets through it inside the 15, carrying defenders. Down to the 10, it's a gain of 11, and depending the spot, it might be first and goal, and it will be first and goal at the 10. Nemaha Central, they're in the red zone. It's sponsored by Sarah Fox Team with Stone and Story Real Estate, getting you closer to your dream home. Hike, right back to it, taking the quick snap. Thunder got on the ball quickly, down to the 7, a right side run by Carter Hike. He might have got close to the 6, but we'll call it a gain of 3. Second down and goal at the 7. We're under 5 minutes. Clock moving first quarter. No score. Osage City and Nemaha Central, two staples in the 2A class. Osage City trying to get to their first state championship in school history. Nemaha Central looking to get back to Hutch for a fourth straight season. Right side run. Carter Hike around the end. Lowers the shoulder. Is he in? No, he's down at the 1. Just chopped down at the half-yard line. Needing 7, he picked up about 6 and change, and 3rd and goal at the 1, coming up here for Nemaha Central. Well, it looks like Carter Hike is set to take this opportunity. No surprise, right up the middle, he leaps over the pile into the end zone, touchdown, Nemaha Central. Carter Hike, no surprise, from 1 yard out, he totes the rock again. His 38th rushing touchdown this season, his 126th career rushing touchdown, and total touchdowns for him now up to 162. At Nemaha Central at 4:17 to go in the opening quarter, they have struck gold first in the opening quarter, 6-0 our score. A little sloppy early, but a 55-yard touchdown drive for Nemaha Central, a 1-yard run from Carter Hike, And Levi Thomas, 49 of 54 on extra points this year. He bangs that one through. And at 4:17 to go opening quarter, Nemaha Central, they strike first. A one-yard touchdown run on third and goal from senior quarterback Carter Hike. 7-0 Thunder. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's that time of year. SBS Insurance is hosting our second annual sock drive. We're collecting new socks in the original packaging to support kids and families in need in our local communities. Youth sizes are especially needed this year, but every pair makes a big difference. Bring your donations to any SBS Insurance office by December 2nd to help us make a meaningful impact this holiday season.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Carter Hype's 11th carry here in the opening quarter finds the end zone from 1 yard out, and the extra point from Levi Thomas splitting the uprights. Nemaha Central, a 7-0 lead here at home against Osage City. Class 2A sub-state title game, 4:17 to go in this opening 12. And Osage City will see how they will respond. Their first two drives, a 3-and-out, and then an interception thrown by Reed Silver. Jaden Seitz, his 5th interception of the season for Nemaha Central, so the kickoff is just ran out of bounds by Sawyer Spies, the up man for Osage City, and they'll begin at their own 35-yard line. So a 7-0 Nemaha Central lead at 4:14 to go in this opening quarter. That drive covered 55 yards, took 4:09 off the clock. Carter Hike, the 1 yard run. Drive summary brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. WilsonTireKS.com. Reed Silver back at quarterback. Thunder a 7-0 lead here at home. They send a man that is Gantenbein in motion. They fake it to Teal, and a keeper here, and good gain out across the 40 to about the 47. So Reed Silver, good chunk there on first down after a nice fake to Teal, the running back. He'll get 6 yards. And Reed Silver again. Kaysen Parsons was the quarterback to start the year. He gets hurt in the St. Mary's game, but Silver has been very good over the last five. Now an option to the right. Silver keeps it himself. He's hit on the right thigh by Mackey. And forward progress up to the 45. He'll be a yard shy of the first down. So Silver back-to-back carries totaling 9 yards. And that's going to bring up third down and one here at the Indians' 45-yard line. 3.5 minutes to go, clock moving first quarter. 7-0 Nemaha Central on a Carter Hike 1 yard touchdown run. Four receiver set, two to each side, and they go to Teal on the give, and he's got the first down. He needed one, and he gets four up to the 49. Good play there by Dylan Teal, the senior running back. He chugs away for 4 yards, and near midfield, Osage City, they move the sticks. A first down there at 3:15, clock moving first quarter, and Nemaha Central with a 7-0 lead. Ball between the hash marks, a little bit closer to the near side hash. They operate right to left. The all-white road uniforms for Osage City. Fourth all-time meeting between these two teams. This time the deepest in the postseason in the sub-state round. Another quarterback run here, and a good job, and finally spun down inside the NC 45 to the 43. And that's a pickup of 8 yards on the Reed Silver quarterback run. Eluding tacklers, and they're going to get on the ball quickly. They will speed it up from time to time. Three down on the D-line here for NC. Second down and 2 yards to go after Silver rattled off 8 yards there on that quarterback run. Once again, a four wide receiver set. Two left, two right. Pistol set with Teal, the running back. And they go Teal's way right up the middle. He cuts it back left. He'll get inside the 40, down at the 39. Again, needing just two, maybe three, and he gets a little bit more than that. It's another first down. Well, maybe, and are they going to move it? It appears to be a first down, but they might. Might turn this into a measurement, depending on the spot here. Boy, it looked like it. And there's the official call. It is a first down, as it's going to be a 4 yard gain there by Dylan Teal. So first down and 10 inside the Nemaha Central 40-yard line. It's at the 39. And you'll see a lot of stoppages for new balls. It is sloppy. It is wet. The rain has stopped, but it feels mid-30s here tonight. Parkas and ponchos are on across the board. 7-0 Nemaha Central. Silver nearly slipped as he took that snap, but he's able to fight through the line, and he's still on his feet. He gets all the way down to the 30. Runs it right up the middle. He looked to be bottled up, And that is a very nice play on first down. He's going to shimmy through that initial contact, and he'll gain 9. So Osage City putting a drive together, trailing 7-0, under 2 minutes to go first quarter. So over the junior running back, has 2 100-yard rush games this season. Clock stopped right now at 1:45. The Whitecap getting a fresh new ball here for Osage City. Ball in between the hash marks. Indians moving right to left, trailing 7-0. A Carter Hike 1-yard touchdown run, the difference in this first 12 minutes. Another pistol set here. Teal the running back. And they go to Teal, starts left, cuts back right, runs into a wall, and driven back. Now forward progress. Again, it was just 2nd and 1, so we didn't need much. Depends on the spot. Leaguer in there on the stop. Also Levi Thomas in there as well. No sign yet if it's a first down or not. The official looking down the line, it appears to be a first down. So again, 2nd and 1, they give him forward progress. And he got maybe 1.5. So a good drive here for Osage City. Coming up on the final 90 seconds of this opening quarter, they trail 7-0 here in Seneca tonight. Another pistol set, 2 receivers left, 2 right. Now Teal in motion to the right side. They fake the screen, picked off by Sullivan Haverkamp. 2nd turnover here in the corner, and Nemaha Central back in business. What a play by the sophomore LB. It's Sullivan Haverkamp. He had an interception and a pick 6 in the game against Silver Lake earlier this season, and he picks off Silver, the 2nd turnover forced by this Nemaha Central defense. Boy, Osage City, that is crushing. They had a drive working. And Sullivan Haverkamp stepped in front of the slant route and picked it off for an interception. 1st and 10, Nemaha Central at their own 34-yard line. That took roughly 3 minutes off the clock and nothing out of it as Jaden Seitz lowering the shoulder on a first down carry up to the 45. It's going to be a gain of 11 and a first down for Seitz. Or correction, I take that back. It was Carter Hike. I apologize for that. But an interception thrown to Sullivan Haverkamp. 2 turnovers forced here in this first quarter by the Nemaha Central defense. 1st down and 10, Thunder, a 7-0 lead. Now under a minute to go, clock moving first quarter. Gain of 11 there for Hike. A tightly bunched set. Ball on the far side hash. They move left to right. He will follow that line of blocking, trying to kick it outside. Able to fall forward for a gain of 1. Good pursuit there on that right side by Grime and Green on that defensive line for Osage City, holding Hike to just a carry of 1. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Clock moving. 7-0 Nemaha Central. It's been a rough start on offense for Osage City. They've had 3 drives in this quarter, a 3 and out, and then back-to-back interceptions thrown. First one picked off by Jaden Seitz. The last one just a moment ago by Sullivan Haverkamp. Nemaha's going to walk off the field. They're going to take it to the second quarter. They have a 7-0 lead here in the sub-state championship game. They have 2nd down and 9 coming up after the break from their own 46-yard line. It's the Class 2A sub-state title game here in Seneca tonight. Nemaha Central 7 and Osage City nothing. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Step right up, don't slip, don't stumble. Get your floor, that's Albemarle Lumber. Hardwood, vinyl, tile galore. We've got the floor you're looking for. So don't just walk, come dance inside. New floor so smooth, you're gonna glide. Stop by my lumber, come explore. The flooring department you'll adore. Located in Seneca, Kansas. Or call now, 75-336-3551.
This week, we celebrate National Rural Health. At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, we celebrate the strength of rural health care, built on the foundation of neighbors supporting neighbors. As a top 20 critical access hospital and level 4 trauma center, we're proud to offer safe, high-quality care right here in our community, where compassion, access, and excellence matter the most. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Second quarter underway here in Seneca. Second down and 9 for Nemaha Central. Quarterback keeper and Hike spinning through some tacklers, and he gets inside the 45 of Osage City, and he is down right at the line. They give him forward progress. It is a first down. It's a gain of 11. 7-0 Nemaha Central just getting going here. Quarter number 2. A 1-yard Carter Hike run. Have the Thunder out in front of Osage City. Reed Silver, quarterback for the Indians, has tossed 2 interceptions, and they have also gone 3 and out. Jaden Seitz and Sullivan Haverkamp, the 2 INTs for the Thunder defense. They're trying to add here to a lead. Carter Hike initially slips, and he's trying to get outside the numbers. Somehow he's going to salvage a big play down the right sideline. There he goes, and he's going to be finally brought down inside the 10. He was dead to rights, folks, in the backfield. 6 foot, 215. He outpaces everybody down the right sideline to the 7-yard line. And it's a gain of 31 yards. And now a stoppage of play as it's going to be first and goal. Ball at the 7. Nemaha Central in the red zone. Second time in the opening half. It's brought to you by Sarah Fox Team with Stone and Story Real Estate, getting you closer to your dream home. So Hike takes the snap. Works right, and it looked like he was going to be dropped for maybe a loss of 3 or 4. High steps one, high steps another, gets outside the edge, and just barrels his way down the sideline for 31, and now first and goal. Carter Hite, can he finish it off here? Works it on the right side draw, and about to the 5, depending on the spot, it's a gain of 2. And he had 45 carries last week. And 254 and 3 scores in the win against Sabetha. And once again, a heavy pace here in this opening half. As he has it right now for NC, second down and goal from the 5. 7-0 Nemaha Central, just a minute gone by plus in this second period. Carter Hike, same play, he goes right, hit at the knees and tried to get away from a second defender, can't do so. Forward progress, he'll get 1 to the 4. And third down and goal from the 4 coming up. Nemaha Central offense averaging 289 rushing yards a game, 368 total in yards, and 44.8 points per game. The Indians' defense has been stout this season, giving up just 10.7 points per game. Well, right now, Nemaha with a 7-0 lead, not quite 2 minutes into the second period, and they're knocking on the door. Third and goal from the 4. Pistol set here. Bunch and 2 tight ends. They fake the reverse. Now Carter Hike puts it down to the right hip. Oh, he's hit at the line of scrimmage and driven back. That was Lucas Gantenby, not fooled at all on the little fake reverse. And quarterback scrambled to the right. It's no gain and maybe even a loss of 1. And now it is 4th and goal at the 5 for the Thunder. That is a big-time stop by Lucas Gantenby, the defensive back for Osage City. Biggest play of the game. Thunder a 7-0 lead. They have it 4th and goal from the 5. 2.5 minutes gone by in this second quarter. Hike takes a chest high snap. Little double fake. It's going to be a pass to the back of the end zone. It is caught. Touchdown, Nemaha Central. Camden Schmidt makes it 13-0 Thunder. On a little trickery on 4th and goal from the 5. A 5-yard touchdown to Camden Schmitz, his 2nd receiving touchdown this season. And at 9:25 to go in this second quarter, 13-0 Nemaha Central. What a play, what a call, what execution by the Thunder. Levi Thomas, he is 50 out of 55 on extra points this season, including the 1 in the opening quarter. And now movements and a stoppage there. That should be offsides on the defense. It is, as Levi punches, jumped a scotch too early. And some new personnel, Nemaha Central, they might go for this. And they're going to switch personnel packaging here. And they will go for 2, so they'll get it at the 1. 13-0 Thunder, and that offsides penalty will move it half the distance to the goal. Why not? You need 1 yard for 2 points. That touchdown pass, number 12 on the year for Carter Hike, and it was on fourth and goal. Now they go for two, and a little pop pass to Mackey. Another trickery. Pulling out all the stops on this touchdown drive. Thunder make it 15-0. 9:25 to go, first half. It was a fourth and goal, five-yard touchdown from Hike to Schmitz. Two-point try from the one. A little pop pass from Hike to Jack Mackey. 15-0 Thunder. 9:25 to go, first half. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Do you know I've been around Life Care Center Seneca for 40 years, and I'm only 44? My name is Sarah Knowles, D-O-N of Life Care Center Seneca. My mother, Sandy Cook, has worked at Life Care Center Seneca for 47 years. The caregiver longevity at Life Care Center of Seneca is 10.8 years. We have no travel staff, and our caregiver base is strong. Not every nursing home is the same. Please come and see for yourself. Life Care Center of Seneca, serving the area for 45 years. 785-336-3528.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A 4-minute, 66-yard touchdown drive for Nemaha Central. And on fourth and goal from the five, a little fake reverse and a pass to Camden Schmitz, wide open in the end zone. Carter Hike is 12th passing touchdown of the season. And then after the extra point try was on the way and offsides by Osage City, Thunder bringing out personnel, and they went for two. They got a pop pass to Mackey. 15-0, Nemaha Central, 9:25 to go in this second quarter. And the kickoff by Levi Thomas will trickle out of bounds on the far sideline, so that draws to Hankey. And the first penalty here tonight against Nemaha Central. So again, Osage City, they have work to do. 9:25 left in this second period. They have gone three and outs and have thrown two interceptions. One to Jaden Seitz, the other to Sullivan Haverkamp. So the ball will be officially placed inside the hash marks, or maybe closer to the far side hash. Indians moving left to right here in quarter number two. It'll be at their own 35. So it's been all NC through the first 14, 15 minutes of game time. Indians only lost back October 17th against Silver Lake, 28-21. They have rattled off four straight since and have been dominant here in the playoffs. Here is Silver on a left side keeper. Nowhere to go. Drop down right to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. And the combination up front, Cannon Sudbeck, leading tackler in there on the stop for the Thunder. And we get a stoppage of play. Timeout's been called. We'll take it as well. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. 15-0 Nemaha Central, and we're back right after this.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
2A Substate Championship here in Seneca tonight. It feels like 36. It is chilly, and it is November football here on KNZA. 9:07 to go, first half. Nemaha Central 15, Osage City nothing. Indians out of their first time out. Down a couple of scores. They have it first and 10, or correction, second and 10, beg your pardon, their own 35-yard line. Carter Hike, a touchdown run, and also a touchdown pass to Camden Schmitz. Here is Silver again, following his lead blocker in Teal. Does a good job to kind of navigate through some tacklers. And he'll get four, maybe five, depending on the spot. Far side run, he'll get four. So Silver's been more utilized in the run game here in this first half than senior running back Dylan Teal. But now third down and 6 yards to go at the 39-yard line. They've gone three and out and have thrown two picks. Silver in the gun. It's a five-wide set, three near, two far. Hesitates on the snap, looking back far sideline at his coaching staff, and now Stark looking back at his quarterback to try to maybe change some things up. He's the far receiver here to the near side. He is being faced up by Jaden Seitz. Look for this matchup here. He's got time in the pocket, throws it across the middle, and it's dropped. It would have been a first down. Lucas Gantenbein set in the middle of the zone defense. He would have gained more than enough up near midfield. And that one is in and out of his hands, incomplete. And Osage City on the verge of punting it back to Nemaha Central. That is brutal right there. Nothing going the way of Osage City right now. Four possessions, and X through all of them. Barring a fake or something crazy happening right here, they are set to punt it back to the Thunder. It's a good snap, has time, and the boot is put on it from left to right. As Strothman directs traffic, takes an Indians bounce inside the 30, nestles in at the 28. So another three and outs for Osage City. They have no answer for this Thunder defense right now. And Nemaha Central, their last two drives, have found the end zone. 8:06 to go, second quarter, 15-0 our score. And Nemaha Central will start their own 27-yard line. Indians desperately need a stop here, and remember, Nemaha Central won the toss, deferred to the second half. So the Thunder will get the ball to start the third quarter. They lead it 15-0 here in Seneca, 8:06 to go first half. They travel right to left on offense here in the second period. Carter Hike in the gun by himself, heavy set to the right, goes in that direction, gets outside, and finally brought down shy of the 35. Just does such a great job following his blockers. So get up to the 32. And let's check the mark. Officially a gain of 4 for Mr. Carter Hike. He has toted the rock all half. They have the pass to Camden Schmitz on fourth down, but per usual, it is heavy in the Carter Hike department tonight. Second down and 6 outside the 30. Another quarterback run here for Hike. This time he stood up and dropped down to the backside and then pushed from the backside. But forward progress to about the 35. Let's see, they mark him at the 34, so just 2 there. I mean, for a good chunk, Osage City, they have done a pretty good job keeping Hike fairly limited, but he had that big 31-yard scamper on that last touchdown drive. He also had a run of 18 in the first quarter. But outside of that, it's been fairly bottled up. But it does not matter. It is in his hands right here. Third down and 4 yards to go at the 34 of the Thunder. 7:21 to go first half. Thunder leading it 15-0. And now Seitz a little end around here. Another little trickery play. But my angle is showing that Seitz is going to be about a half yard shy of the first down. So Seitz started left on the line, came back, took it from the far side on a little pitch and a reverse. They needed 4. He got 3.5. So Seitz, a run of 3, and it's fourth down and 1 yard to go. Inside the Nemaha Central 40, they have it right about nestled between the 38 and the 39, but they are going to go for it here. Fourth down and 1 for Nemaha Central. And Coach Gladsick steps on the field, steps in front of the official, and says, I would like to talk this over. Timeout, Nemaha Central, 7:05 to go, opening half. 15-0 Thunder. They are facing 4th-and-1 from their own 37. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. Back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
7:05 to go, second quarter. Out of the Nemaha Central timeout, they lead Osage City 15-0, but they have fourth down and 1 from their own 37. Hike takes the chest-high snap, barrels through. He is sent and pushed back, and I don't think he got it. Osage City celebrating like they got the stop, and Hike might have lost a yard there, and that is a turnover on downs. Boy, the Indians desperately needed that, and they get a huge stop as Hike is stuffed on 4th-and-1. So now, Osage City takes over at the NC 37-yard line at 6:59 to go in this second quarter, and they trail 15-0. So they had to have that, and what a crucial stop there. Back to work, Osage City. They go trips right, a man left, And it's Silver on the straightaway quarterback run, bouncing off a wimpy tackler and finally spun down near the 30. Good extra effort by Reed Silver, the quarterback, officially to the 31. So a good first down carry. He'll get 6 on the play. That'll bring up second down and 4 yards to go. So Nemaha Central had 4th and maybe even less than a half yard. And 99% of the time when you have a play like that and you're going to Carter Hike, he's going to get it. But the one time, and times that it don't happen much, Osage City got a big stop when they needed it the most. Second down and 4, they send a man in motion. Reed Silver fakes it to him on a reverse and kind of just timing his outside run. And he's got a first down and more, and he drags defenders down to the 20 for a gain of 11 yards. Reed Silver, the big run there. And officially at the 20 in the red zone, Osage City first time tonight in the red zone. And that's brought to you by Sarah Fox Team with Stone and Story Real Estate. 15-0 Nemaha Central, about to the halfway point of quarter number 2. But the Indians threatening here, first and 10 from the Thunder 20. Stark in motion, starting from the near side. He goes to the far side across the face of Silver and waits for Stark to settle in slot left. And now another fake snap and hard count, looking back to the coaching staff as the play clock is dwindling down. First and 10 at the 20. Officially past the 6-minute mark in quarter number 2, and it's Silver again on a run play, and he's dropped down quickly. Good play. Sullivan Haverkamp, who had the interception earlier in this half, drops Silver for a minimal gain of 2 yards to the 18. And we got a stoppage here for an injured player, and we have an injured Nemaha Central Thunder down right near the line of scrimmage. Thunder player on his back, not sure who it is. We'll dissect that here momentarily, but a stoppage in play. Second down and 8 for Osage City at the Thunder 18-yard line. 5:41 to go in the first half. Nemaha Central, a 15-0 lead. An injury timeout. We'll step aside as well. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Helena Agri-Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri-Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNCA and the MSC Sports Radio Network, Seth Tollefson in studio. I'm Brandon Tabman. 5:41 to go first half. 15-0 Nemaha Central, their lead over Osage City. 2A sub-state championship game. The injured Nemaha Central Thunder, as we're finally getting an opportunity to see, I believe Derek Rosenberger, defensive lineman, being helped out off the field, has a little bit of help from his teammates as well. Defensive lineman, backup variety, but being helped off to the near sideline. Osage City, after stuffing Carter Hike on 4th and 1 just a few minutes ago, have it 2nd down and 8 at the Nemaha Central 18-yard line. Once again, 15-0, Thunder in front. But the Indians got a big stop on defense, now trying to capitalize with their first points here in tonight's game. Out of the injury timeout, we get a whistle and a stoppage of play, and it's going to be offsides against the Thunder. We have not seen a ton of penalties, but the Indians will take that. It's a free 5 yards, and from 2nd and 8 to 2nd and 3, as the ball now is put down inside the 15 to the 13-yard line. Reed Silver's led the charge here on the offensive side. Quarterback and junior for the Indians. A record of 10-1, the Flint Hills champs here in 2025. Trying to make their first state championship in school history, trying to knock out the Goliath in Nemaha Central. Here's Dylan Teal on a right side run. He's got forward progress near the first down, and then he's driven back with heavy heat. Depends on the spot, but near the 10-yard line, and he'll be just about a half yard shy. So third down and one from the Thunder 11-yard line. Need a first down to set up goal to go territory. Under 5 minutes to go in this first half, 15-0, Nemaha Central. Carter Hike, a touchdown run and a touchdown pass to Camden Schmidt. Man in motion, Silver, straight up the middle. He's got room, and he is into the end zone untouched. Touchdown, Indians. So they capitalize on the short field and the turnover on downs. And that cuts the deficit to 15-6 at 4:45 to go in the half. So Silver punches it in straight up the gut from 11 yards out. And that is his sixth rushing touchdown of the season. And now they will try the extra point. And it will be Sawyer Spies who will kick the extra point here for Osage City. So they're on the board and capitalize on the turnover on downs. And it's a low-lining kick, but clears the crossbar. It's up and in, and the Indians are on the board. 4:45 to go, second quarter. Nemaha Central's lead has been cut a touch. 15-7 Thunder, Class 2A state title game here on KNZA. Back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, a little bit from both sides of the ball for Osage City. They stuffed Nemaha Central on fourth and one and capitalize on a 37-yard short field. They take 2 minutes off the clock, Reed Silver, an 11-yard touchdown run. Indians tack on the extra point, and now Nemaha Central's lead cut to 15-7 at 4:45 to go in the second quarter. Thanks for tuning in tonight on KNZA. Seth Tollefson in studio, Brandon Tedman with you here in Seneca tonight. Here's Caleb Strothman taking the kickoff return for Nemaha Central, getting away from a couple tacklers, and he's all the way out across the 30 and out across the 35 to the 37. Good shimmy there, and a good return for Caleb Strothman. Sets up Nemaha Central at their own 37-yard line here at 4:39 to go in the half, leading Osage City now 15-7. In our game tonight, brought to you by Rainbow Communications, RainbowTel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. We also mentioned that short touchdown drive that took 2 minutes for the Indians. That touchdown drive of 37 yards in 2 minutes, brought to you by Wilson Tire. First down and 10, Nemaha Central leading now 15-7, under 4:40 to go in the half. First down and 10 for the Thunder at their own 37, and now a stoppage of play. I believe we got a timeout, but who made the call? Osage City will burn their second timeout, so we'll burn a timeout as well. 4:39 to go in the half, 15-7, Nemaha Central. We're back in a tight 30 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sideline supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the timeout, 4:39 to go, first half. Nemaha Central 15, Osage City 7. Trip to the 2A state title game on the line. First and 10 Thunder out of the TO. Carter Hike right up the middle, carrying defenders, and he's got a big run out to midfield for a gain of 13. Carter Hike carrying the load once again. And a first down run on first down. Ball right at midfield between the hash marks. Thunder moving right to left. They lead Osage City 15-7 as we're now under 4:20 to go in this second period. Here's Carter Hike in the shotgun set, following Jaden Seitz on the block, trying to bounce to the outside. He is wrapped up and spun down to his right hip. Zachariah Green, the junior, with a tackle for loss. He leads the Indians in tackles for loss this season. That was his 11th tackle behind the line. A loss of one. Second down and 11 coming up. The Nemaha Central, they have two timeouts left. Indians have one. As we're under 4 minutes to go, clock moving second quarter. Thunder with a 15-7 advantage here at home. Nemaha Central 3-0 all time against Osage City, all three previous meetings in the sectional round of the playoffs. Here's Carter Hike looking right. Instead of throwing a screen, keeps it himself, and he's driven down right at the line. Might have got just one on the play. The stop on the play was Camden Jackson. And third down and 10 coming up. It's a gain of just one. So Osage City, a little bit of momentum on their side. The ball between the 49 and the midfield stripe. Ball near side hash. Thunder with a pistol set. Carter Hike has the tight end Mackey to the right along with two receivers that way. Hike going to roll to his right. He wants to throw it. Gets away from one, directing traffic with the left hand. Puts it down. He's going to run it. He gets a little bit of the yardage that he needs, but not enough. He's inside the 45 to the 44. So he gains seven, and it's going to bring up fourth down and short. He was rolling to his right. He wanted to pass. Saw nothing there, and then he put it down at the right hip, took off with it, and he is 4 yards shy of the first down. Clock is moving. Under 2.5 minutes left in the half. 15-7, Nemaha Central by eight. Their last touchdown was on fourth and goal from the five, when Hike found Camden Schmitz wide open in the back of the end zone. But now it looks to be that Nemaha's going to run this thing down and burn their second time out. So a big play coming, 2:08, second quarter, fourth and four for the Thunder coming up at the Osage City 44-yard line. They lead the game 15-7. Trip to the state title game is on the line. We're back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value Farm Supply in downtown Seneca has your fall and winter clothing needs covered, as they offer Wrangler, Ariat, Carhartt, and Key shirts, jeans, coats, gloves, and they have adult and kid sizes of insulated overalls. Keep your feet protected, as Heinen carries a full line of boots, including boots from Georgia, Ariat, Muck, and Dry Shy. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Huge play late in the first half. 2:08 to go in the quarter. 15-7, Nemaha Central. Out of the timeout, they face fourth down and four from the Indians' 44-yard line. But it appears they're going to punt it away. It is a low snap, a late pick, and that kick is blocked. And it's going to get a Nemaha Central roll. Somehow got to the Indians' 30, but that punt was partially blocked as Hike put it away. That could have been way worse of a situation, but they do ultimately punt it away. They don't get a ton of field position flipped. Exactly 2 minutes to go, and the Indians get back-to-back stops. And Osage City will have exactly 2 minutes to go at their own 30-yard line, trailing Nemaha Central 15-7. So here we go. This is a big stretch here because the Thunder will get the ball to start the third quarter. Silver, a five wide receiver set, and he's going to keep it on a quarterback run. Gets through the initial line, and he's spun down for a gain of five to the 35. Sullivan Haverkamp with the stop. But Silver, a 5 yard run in a five wide set. He makes it second down and five from the 35. Both teams, one timeout left. Clock moving south at 1:41. They get on the ball quickly. Trips left to right. Low snap, Silver across the middle of the field. It is caught by Stark, makes a man miss, and he's up to the 45. First time Quentin Stark got a carry, or a catch, I should say, gets to the 41. So a first down there. Or sorry, to the 46, beg your pardon. as Quentin Stark again on the catch, his 46th catch of the season, his first tonight. Now they go Teal on a reverse left, and he's got a lot of room, a first down and more at the 40, cuts it back, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, stiff arms Heenick, but Caleb Heenick brings him down, but not until he gets to the 5-yard line. It's a gain of 49 for Dylan Teal. And it's first and goal, Osage City, with a minute 6 to go in the half. And they are on the ball quickly. And a timeout burned by Nemaha Central. Their final of the half. But the biggest play of the night on offense, a reverse to Dylan Teal, started near side, went far side, found his way all the way to the near side of the field again. He was all over the place, zigzag formation, making guys miss. Rattles off 49 on the carry. First and goal, Osage City at 1:02 left in the half, trailing Nemaha Central 15-7. We'll keep it right here. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, Seth Tollefson, Brandon Tadman here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We appreciate it very much. We expected this game to be good. Well, and at first, looked like Nemaha Central had a chance to really create some separation, and they certainly did. They had a 15-0 lead going into this second quarter. They got that second touchdown early in the second, and really Osage City had not been able to do anything on offense. But the Osage City defense, they got a big stop, stuffing Carter Hike on a 4th-and-1. They took advantage of the short field, Reed Silver, an 11-yard run. They just made the Thunder punt, and now the biggest play on offense, Dylan Teal for 49 yards. First and goal, Indians at the Thunder 5. A minute 2 left in the half, trailing by 8. Reed Silver trying to add. He works it left, and he's going to get hit and dropped. He tried to wait for his lineman to kind of swing out to the left side of the formation, but Nemaha roughed it up for no gain on the play. So it's second down and goal at the 5, and the clock's moving at 44 seconds. Here's Teal right up the middle, and he is into the end zone. Touchdown, Osage City. We got a game now, folks. At 40 seconds to go in the half, it is 15-13. And will they go for two here? They will not. They will line it up for the extra point. So Dylan Teal, a 5-yard touchdown run. And it's now 13 unanswered for Osage City. At 40 seconds to go in the half. And the extra points is blocked by the Thunder. They blocked one last week against Sabetha in what turned out to be a 1-point win. Let's see if that one comes back to maybe bite Osage City. But nonetheless, 13 unanswered for Osage City. 40 seconds left in the half. Nemaha Central's lead cut to 15-13. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha Central 15, Osage City 13. 40 seconds to go in the first half. A 70-yard drive that took just a minute 20 off the clock. Dylan Teal, a 49-yard run that set up first and goal at the 5. He finishes it off from right there. The extra point was blocked, but Nemaha Central's lead from 15-0. Now all of a sudden it's 15-13. And Strothman has a big return down the near sideline. He is into Indians territory. He is to the 43-yard line with 35 seconds to go. Caleb Strothman, a huge return. And one timeout left here for Nemaha Central. They certainly have an opportunity to maybe get some points before the half. Let's see where they officially put the mark down at the 43 of Osage City. So again, just 35 seconds left here in the half. Nemaha Central's lead is 2. At 15-13, but 13 unanswered points here in the second quarter by the Indians. Here's Carter Hike in the gun. He goes trips right, a man left. 35 seconds to go. He wants to pass it here. Only a four-man rush. He has time. Now he's rolling to his right. Now he dumps it. And a sliding catch, I believe, is made for positive yards to the 36-yard line. I believe it was Jack Mackey who had the catch for a gain of seven. A lot of time running off the clock here and a lot of confusion for Nemaha Central, and the fans are not liking the pace of this setup right now. We're down to 9 seconds, and all Hike had to do was spike the ball, and he is visibly upset with how that one shaked out after the pitch and catch of 7 yards. So, just 9 seconds left, and it's second and three from the 36. Again, Mackey on the catch there. They had to spike it down, but yeah, if you could hear it, maybe on the radio side of it, the Nemaha Central fans, I should say, once that time started dwindling away, they were trying to help them out and let them know they had to get something going and stop that clock. They were able to do so, but that took about 26 seconds off the clock. Here's Hike, back to pass, 5 seconds left. He's rolling to his left, and he's hit as he throws, and that is an incomplete pass with .9 to go. He is drilled right as he threw it by Zachariah Green, and it was a dead duck hanging in the air as they were looking for Leighton Thomas, but an incomplete pass, and now, barring a penalty, this will be the final play of the first half. Literally 0.9 on the clock, and it's fourth down and three at the Indians' 36-yard line. So maybe a chance to get one to the end zone on a heave. We'll see. I don't think Coach Glatzik's really going to like the clock management here on this. Well, it looked to be a pretty good opportunity with 35, 36 seconds left here in the half, but that first play took a good chunk of it off, and now they got a desperation heave as Osage City sending a lot of bodies back towards the goal line. It's going to be a quarterback run here for Carter Hike. He gets away from one. He's at the 30, trying to still make a guy miss. Can't do so. He's down to the 28. He'll gain 8 yards, and that'll end a very entertaining first half here in Seneca tonight. 13 unanswered by the Indians, and it's a Nemaha Central two-point lead at the break. 15-13 our score, and the halftime show is next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. Class of the two-way, or trip to the Class 2A state championship game is on the line, and a two-point affair after the first half. 15-13 NC, and we'll break it all down after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
2A sub-state title game, east side of the bracket. Winner moves on to Hutch next week. Chance to play for a state title game. Two very good teams here tonight in a fantastic ball game through 24 minutes. Nemaha Central 15, Osage City 13. Indians with 13 unanswered points in the second quarter. Getting touchdowns from Dylan Teal and also Reed Silver. That was after Nemaha Central had a touchdown run from Carter Hike in the first quarter. And then early in the second quarter, a five-yard pass from Hike to Camden Schmitz, which at that time they went for two and made it 15-0. And really the Osage City offense really hadn't had much going. But the defense and a huge stop, it was 15-0 Nemaha Central. Thunder had the ball with 8 minutes to go in the half at their own 34, 35-yard line or so. They went for it on fourth and one. The Indians stuff Hike at the line of scrimmage and take over after the turnover on downs. And since then, Osage City, they've had the momentum. They took advantage of the short field, 37 yards in 2 minutes. Reed Silver, an 11-yard run right up the middle. They made the extra point, made it 15-7. Thunder got the ball back, immediately had to punt it away. And then another fairly short drive. This time it covered 70 yards for Dylan Teal and company. A minute 20 off the clock. Dylan Teal had a 49-yard run on that drive for the Indians, which set up first and goal at the 5, and Teal was able to finish it off from there with a 5-yard run. The extra point, however, was blocked, so at that point it was 15-13. Caleb Strothman had a great kickoff return for the Thunder and gave them a slimmer of hope, maybe an opportunity to gather some points before the halftime break. Clock management, though, not great down the stretch. Nemaha Central, they come up empty. And right now we have a 15-13 Nemaha Central lead. Osage City 0-3 all-time against the Thunder. Three previous meetings in the sectional round, and this one tonight has a trip to the state championship game on the line. Of course, Thunder trying to get back to Hutch for a fourth consecutive year. Indians trying to make their first state championship game in school history. Again, our halftime score here in Seneca tonight, 15-13 Thunder. We'll dive into some of the stats when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way with help from Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
You know what Grandma really wants for the holidays? No, it's not a sweater. It's not another candle. She wants some meat. That's right, the good stuff from Frankfort Meat Company. Juicy roasts, tender steaks, and smoked hams. All the fixings for a feast that'll have folks lining up for seconds. So skip the fruitcake and swing by Frankfort Meat Company, 120 East 2nd in Frankfort, or call them at 785-292-4436 and make Grandma very proud this year. Frankfort Meat Company, meat you just can't beat.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Well, halftime again brought to you by Highland Community College. 2A sub-state title game. East side of the bracket. Nemaha Central here at home. A 15-13 advantage on Osage City. Thunder will get the ball to start the third quarter, but the Indians 13 unanswered points after getting down 15-0 early in the second quarter. Again, thanks to Seth Tollefson, our studio producer tonight. Brandon Tadman with you. Neither team has had really much success passing it. That was kind of the expectation coming in. I mean, obviously for Osage City, they certainly are a more pass-heavy team than Nemaha Central has been, but with the slop, with the weather, just not a ton of pass attempts. Both running games have been very effective. It took the Indians a little while to get going in that regard, but they have used the combination of quarterback Reed Silver and then senior running back Dylan Teal who have both found the end zone in this first half. Teal was really bottled up in that first quarter, but finished that first half, 7 carries for 69 yards, and then that 5-yard touchdown run, and that was Teal in the first half, and then Reed Silver, 13 carries for 75 yards, including that 11-yard touchdown run as well in the second quarter. There's not been much for Nemaha Central outside of the name Carter Hike, which, as expected, that's what you get for Nemaha Central. Heavy dose of Carter Hike, and that was the same again unofficially in the first half. Just 2 of 4 passing for 12 yards, but again, he did have a touchdown pass to Camden Schmitz on 4th and goal at the 5 early in that second quarter, which gave the Thunder that 15-0 lead, but again, now 15-13. 13 unanswered points by Osage City. And then on the ground for Carter Hike unofficially in this first half, 25 carries for 152 yards and a rushing touchdown as well. We got some other area teams in sub-state games tonight, and it appears we have very good games across the board. We'll check our other area teams and sub-state championship matchups. Who's going to play the winner of Nemaha and Osage City? We'll try to find a Hoisington southeast of Saline score as well. So we'll check some scores on the other side. Halftime coverage continues, brought to you by Highland Community College. Thunder 15, Indians 13. Halftime coverage continues after another break here on KNZA.
Avid car buyer Joel Klein thoroughly enjoyed his time with Holt House Auto House.
One of the best buying experiences I ever had when I bought cars, and I have purchased over 30 in my lifetime. We purchased a 2007 Jeep Wrangler. I would recommend wholeheartedly to use them. They are great to work with and very personable, and they're really smooth.
Our name means a great deal at Holt House Auto House.
Online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs. Is your car ready for the cold? Winter is coming, and Honeyman Ford wants to make sure your vehicle is up for the challenge. Our expert technicians will check your battery, tires, fluids, and heating system so you can drive with confidence all season long. Schedule your cold weather service prep today at Honeyman Ford, where your safety comes first. Schedule today. Let us pick up and deliver your vehicle to your doorstep. Stay warm, stay safe, only at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brennan Tamman here on KNZA. Seth Tollefson in its studio. Again, our halftime coverage in Seneca tonight and all season long on 103.9. It's brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Again, Thunder jumping out to a 15-0 advantage, but Osage City 13 unanswered. Back-to-back touchdowns, latter half of quarter number two. Got a two-point game here at the break. Again, Nemaha Central, a 15-13 lead approaching the start of the third quarter. Mentioned it earlier, Nemaha Central won the toss, deferred, so NC with the two-point lead will have the opening possession on offense once we get going in the third quarter. So obviously the winner tonight moves on to Hutch next Saturday, and we'll play in the state championship game. Who is the winner of tonight going to face? Well, the west side of the bracket, it's southeast of Saline, the defending champs, taking on Hoisington, two undefeated teams, and right now that game is also at the half, and it is southeast of Saline with the lead on Hoisington by a score of 22-12. Let's go to the 1A classification, a broadcast that you can hear on the Pulse 96.9 and the Cobra Channel as Jackson Heights and Rossville. We expected a banger there, and that is what we have through 24 minutes. It's Jackson Heights 18 and Rossville 14. West side of the bracket in the 1A classification, it is Sterling in the third quarter, leading Smith Center 14-0. Also semifinals in the 3A classification, Hayden leading Santa Fe Trail 29-0. And all Andale, they are blasting Rock Creek in the fourth quarter. That score is 41-7. And then the 8-man Division II ranks are broadcast on KMZA 92.1 Axtell in Hanover, the rematch there. Wildcats ending Axtell's lengthy winning streak earlier this season. But the last check at the break over there on KMCA, it was Axtell 16 and Hanover 14. So that's some looks at some scores from around the area. Score updates are brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to holthouseautohouse.com. Our matchup here on KMCA at the break, Nemaha Central 15, Osage City 13. Get you closer to the start of the second half after this here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
Agriculture is more than a business. It's a way of life. From the food on our tables to the clothes on our backs, we all depend on agriculture. At Elk State Bank in Seneca, we've been making ag loans for more than 125 years. Making things grow is what you do, and it's what we do too. Let us be your banking partner and forge ahead together. Elk State Bank in Seneca, your rural financial partner. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Visit our website at elkstatebank.com.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
It's that time of year. SBS Insurance is hosting our second annual sock drive. We're collecting new socks in the original packaging to support kids and families in need in our local communities. Youth sizes are especially needed this year, but every pair makes a big difference. Bring your donations to any SBS Insurance office by December 2nd to help us make a meaningful impact this holiday season.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Is getting propane a pain in the neck? You want a reliable propane company that's local to the area, that gives great service and low competitive pricing. That's Ag Partners Co-op. Well-trained and trusted technicians servicing Northeast Kansas as well as Nebraska and Missouri. Don't be left in the cold this winter. Call Ag Partners Co-op to become part of the family and make sure you're prepared for whatever winter blows your way. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
What's the big deal? All nursing homes are the same. Nursing homes are not the same. There are levels of care, transportation, and amenities such as tissues, toiletries, and other items you pay extra for. At Life Care Center of Seneca, it's included in the room rate. This is Lisa Duryea, Executive Director at Life Care Center of Seneca. In some locations, a private room means you still share certain parts of the room. At Life Care Center of Seneca, a private room means a private bathroom as well. Call today for a tour or more information. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-3522.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks again to Highland Community College, our halftime sponsor here on KMZA all season long. We're down to the final four across all classifications here in Seneca tonight. Nemaha Central trying to get back to its state championship game for a fourth consecutive season. We still got 24 minutes, and they're in a dogfight with Osage City. 15-13, Thunder by 2. Again, as we get close to the second half here on KNCA. Seth Tollefson in studio. I'm Brady Tabman with you. Thunder got out to a scorching start, scored the first two touchdowns of the game, and even forced a couple of interceptions as well by Indians quarterback Reed Silver, the first by Jaden Seitz, and then right after that, Sullivan Haverkamp, an interception as well. And we were early in the second quarter. Nemaha Central had the ball and a 15-0 lead, but the Indians defense get a big stop on fourth and one, taking over inside the Thunder 40, capitalized on a short field, a short drive. Reed Silver got it to within 15-7, and then after a Thunder punt, A 49-yard run by Dylan Teal set up first and goal for the Indians at the 5-yard line. He would punch it in from there. The extra point was blocked. We saw what happened last week in the 21-20 win for NC over Sabetha. That one point was a blocked extra point. Will that have a major factor at the end of this game? We will certainly see. But right now it is 15-13. Nemaha Central, the two-point advantage. We are moments away from the start of the second half. And we do got the second half kickoff on deck. It is brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial and Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Well, again, we got other multiple teams in action tonight. Last checked, Axtell and Hanover. The 8-man D2 ranks on KMZA was a barn burner. Last checked on the Pulse, 96-9 in the 1A class. Rossville, Jackson Heights, also a banger. And here tonight in Seneca, 15-13 Thunder, as we are about set to start the third quarter. You guessed it, a banger as well. Here we go. Teams are on the field. Nemaha Central will receive the second half kickoff, and they will move it here in the third quarter from right to left. Strothman back deep along with Carter Hike. They are standing at their own 20-yard line. Osage City will kick it off. They have scored 13 unanswered points and are within 15-13. This is such a crucial drive for both teams here in the third quarter. If Nemaha can go down and get 7, they can get it back to a 2-possession lead. If Osage City can get a stop, get the ball back, they will have an opportunity to take their first lead tonight. And a low-lining kick in the third quarter is underway as it's fumbled by Hike. He picks it up at the 18. He's at the 20, and he is hit heavily at the 26-yard line, and he is dropped there. So, from their own 26, first and 10, Nemaha Central, as we are underway now officially in quarter number 3, trip to Hutch in the state title game on the line in 2A. Nemaha Central, a 15-13 lead. Carter Hike, boy, he was hit hard on that kickoff return. He is ready to go. Unofficially, 25 carries for 152 yards and a touchdown on the ground. He also threw a touchdown as well. First and 10, first play on offense of the third quarter. Carter Hike, you guessed it. And he is tripped up and dropped. Quentin Stark made the play. He dives forward. Hike does for 2, but that is it. And again, Stark, a great open field tackle. It'll be second down and 8, shy of the Thunder 30. Both these teams have been a staple in this class really the last decade. Nemaha Central has had much more postseason success, looking for their fourth state title since 2014. Here's Carter Hike. There he goes. Down the left sideline. He's got open field, 35-30. Breaking away from tacklers. 71 yards later, touchdown Thunder. But there is a flag on the play. Oh, my goodness. A 71-yard semi-truck run. And this is a massive call. They say the touchdown is good. It's just a sideline warning on Nemaha Central. So the touchdown stands. We're 51 seconds into the third quarter, and Hike barrels down the left sideline for 71. And just like that, it is 21-13 NC. Wow. Well, I said it right before the second half started. A crucial drive for both teams. And 71 yards later, off the feet of Carter Hike, his second rushing TD tonight gives him 39 rushing touchdowns this season, and now 127 rushing touchdowns for his career. That one for 71 yards. Outracing everybody. The kick by Levi Thomas is up and good. It's a massive extra point. Now a 2-possession lead. 11:09 to go, third quarter. 22-13. Nemaha Central. Carter Hike, a 71-yard scamper for 6. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As the market president for the Seneca and Sabetha communities, I want to personally thank our customers for the trust you've placed in Community National Bank. This is Alan Meyer, and we are committed to supporting local farmers, businesses, families, and individuals with the financial tools and personalized services that help you succeed. Our dedicated team is here to guide you through all your banking decisions. Together, we will continue to grow and thrive in our local communities. Welcome home to Community National Bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, that drive took all of 40 seconds for Nemaha Central. Two plays, 74 yards, and how about a 71-yard touchdown run from the sensational quarterback in Carter Hike. Started up the middle, got to the left, near sideline, outraced everybody the final 45 yards or so, and high-stepped his way into the end zone. There was a flag, so Nemaha Central fans had a quick stoppage of breath, but it was a sideline warning, so the touchdown stood tall, and it's a 9-point Thunder lead at 22-13. Big-time start for NC here in the third quarter. Now a kickoff return for Osage City. Believe that's Teal on the far sideline. He'll get near the 30. So not quite a minute into this third quarter. And Osage City now down 9 at 22-13. So that extra point that was blocked is not looking good on their side, as it's a two-possession lead now for the Thunder, as Osage City will have it at their own 30. And their first drive on offense in the second half. 11:02 to go. Carter Hike, 3 total touchdowns, 2 on the ground, 1 in the air. First and 10, Osage City. Reed Silver at quarterback. Trips right, a man left. Ball left hash. They move left to right here in quarter number 3. They send Stark in motion, and they give it to him on a reverse. He stutters, and he's tripped up and dropped. He'll fall forward for 2. Again, you're seeing guys, when they tote the rock, just really trying to navigate through the slop. So the pace is not quite as heavy as some other nights. But Stark there, it's a carry of 2. And it's second down at 8 at the 32. 10:35 to go, third quarter. Nemaha Central by 9, and now we get a whistle and an offsides against the Thunder. That's their second offsides called in tonight's game, and I believe guilty party was Rosenberger on the D-line. Good to see him back out there. He was shaken up in the first half, but he is off the field now as Connor Leager is back in for him. Second down and 3 after the penalty. 10:25 to go, third quarter. Nemaha Central leading at 22-13. Trips right, a man left. Silver quarterback run. Following his right side. Trying to get away. Can't do so. And Sullivan Haverkamp grabs him by the wayside. Rips him back for no gain on the play. Sullivan Haverkamp had an interception in the first half. He has a tackle for no gain there. And third down and 3 yards to go coming up. And Silver in the first half, efficient on the ground, 13 carries for 75 yards. Teal had 7 carries for 69 yards. 9:50 to go, third quarter. Third down and 3, Indians. Ball at their own 37-yard line. Ball closer to the far side hash. They move left to right here in quarter number 3. Shotgun set. Empty backfield for Reed Silver. The junior quarterback replaced Kaysen Parsons earlier this season after he was lost to a season-ending injury. Silver on the run, and keeper bouncing outside. He's got the first down and more. Finally bottled up and brought down at the 45. It's a gain of 8. So Reed Silver, the first down run. That continues the drive at 9:27 to go in the third. Nemaha Central leading it 22-13. You're just joining us. Carter Hike, 2 plays into this second half. A 71-yard touchdown run. 22-13 our score. 9-point advantage. The Indians blocked extra points. Again, right now looming large. They're down 9. Here's a fake toss and a Reed Silver run, and he's got good speed, and he is up near the first down, running left into Thunder territory at the 46, so he gains 9. So back-to-back nice runs by junior Reed Silver. The first of the 2 went for 8. That one goes for 9, and it's second down and 1 yard to go. Outside the Nemaha Central 45-yard line. Shotgun set. Two receivers to the right, one short side left. Here is a Dylan Teal run being dragged by the shoelaces, and the forward progress just inside the 45 to the 44. He needed one. He got one and a football length there. Although no official sign yet, the spot on the far side, and there is the first down official sign. So again, just needing a yard, we'll round up. Teal goes for two. And so it's a first down for Osage City. 8:35 to go, clock moving third quarter. Thunder leading by nine at 22-13. Pistol set, two receivers right, one left. Two left and run right with Austin Lamb, the tight end on the right side of the O-line. And Teal behind. Silver in the pistol set, man in motion here, that's Gantenbein. They fake it to him on a reverse, and we get a whistle and a stoppage of play, and it's going to be a false start against the Indians. So again, we haven't had a ton of penalties in this game tonight, but Osage City, they're going to be backed up 5 yards here, back near midfield, or right at midfield, I should say. So first down and 15 after the lost penalty yards, and we're back to it here. 71-yard touchdown run to open up this second half for Carter Hike. The extra points gave the Thunder what is currently a 9-point lead at 22-13. We have played 4 minutes, got eight to go here in the third. Dylan Teal out of the pistol. Oh, he's got a burst of speed. 35-30, gets away from one. He's at the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Osage City. He took away half the field, 50 yards, and a huge touchdown for Dylan Teal, his second tonight, and in the blink of an eye, it's 22-19. Goodness me. Once he got to about the 30, he outraced everybody. And now Osage City has responded. A long touchdown run by Carter Hike with a long touchdown run by Dylan Teal. His second tonight, and his team-leading 15th rushing touchdown this season. And now the Indians are lining up to go for two. 22-19, Thunder by three, 7:46 to go, third quarter. Silver in the lone set. He'll toss it to the back of the end zone, and it is, I believe, intercepted by Jaden Seitz, so it's incomplete, unsuccessful on the two-point try. So it stays a three-point lead for Nemaha Central. But how about that? Scoring drive. Dylan Teal, his second rushing TD tonight. This one from 50 yards out. 7:46 to go, third quarter. Don't go anywhere. Thunder by three. It's 22-19. Back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A little more than 3 minutes off the clock, covering 70 yards. Dylan Teal, senior running back for Osage City, a 50-yard touchdown run. Two-point try unsuccessful. The Nemaha Central lead cut to three. It's 22-19 Thunder, 7:46 to go, third quarter. Both teams, long touchdowns in this opening few minutes of the third quarter. Nemaha Central, they have led it from the wire, but Osage City continues to make this thing interesting. Here's Strothman, a right side return, and he is sent back fairly quickly once he got to the 30. That's where Nemaha Central will take over, up 22-19 at 7:39 to go in the third quarter. Well, let's see how the Thunder respond after a 50-yard Pater house call by Dylan Teal. But again, special teams. Indians just missed a two-point try on that last TD. They also missed an extra point in the first half, and that has certainly led to, right now, a three-point deficit. Thunder 22-19 for Osage City. First and 10 Thunder, their own 30-yard line. Correction, it's at their own 33 as Carter Hike will go right, and he'll take a couple guys with him and forward progress for about five to the 38. So five there, for Carter Heike. He chops it down in half, second and five from the 38. Boy, it's been a fun game. Nemaha Central, they jumped out to a 15-0 lead in the first half. Indians rattled off 13 unanswered before the break. It was 15-13. Both teams have long rushing touchdowns here in the third quarter, and right now it's 22-19 Thunder. Here's Carter Heike, working right, breaks away, he's at midfield, and finally spun down at the 48-yard line. It's a gain of 14 and a first down for NC. Well, just barreling through, making guys miss, using strength, speed, a little bit of everything. So a couple first downs here in this second half for the Thunder. The big one there, first and 10. Indians territory at the 48-yard line. Pistol set. Jaden Seitz, sidecar right. Two receivers right, one left. Mackey the tight end. Here's a right side quarterback run with Carter Heike. He's initially hit at the line of scrimmage, and he's dropped down right there. Good pursuit this time. Up front, the big bodies. Colby Fagan, a senior D lineman in there on the stop for the Indians. Forward progress. It's a gain of one for Heike. So it's second down and 9 yards to go at the Indians' 47-yard line. 6:28, clock moving, so about the halfway point here in this third quarter. 22-19, Nemaha Central by 3. Dylan Teal, 2 rushing touchdowns for the Indians. Reed Silver has one as well. Carter Heike, 2 rushing, 1 passing. 3 total touchdowns for the Thunder tonight. Special teams have played a factor for sure. Here's Seitz in motion to the near side. Height goes the opposite direction on a quarterback run. He tried to leap over the line, and he's hit, and he face plants himself after a short gain of 2, shy of the 45 to the 44. So now it is third down and a long 7, short 8, here for NC. Osage City at times have made some big stops on the defensive side. It is in Osage City territory, depending on what the Thunder do here. It's going to be real interesting to see if they maybe plan to go for it. But we'll see when we get there. Third down and 8, we'll call it. Maybe a short 8, long 7. Here's Carter Heike rolling to his left. He wants to pass. Now he's going to tuck it, and he is going to not get away. He's going to lose a yard. That's going to be a sack. Zachariah Green finished it off. After Braden Grime made the initial hit, and Heike at best got back to the line of scrimmage, and it is fourth down and 8. And the Indians' defense stands tall, and the Thunder are going to punt it away. At 4:45, clock moving, third quarter, Osage City down 3 and appear to be getting the ball back. So here is Thomas to kick it away. It is a high snap, but he brought it down, avoids the rush, and gets a good kickoff from right to left as this one is taken by Stark at the 10. Gets near side 15, and he runs out of bounds, leaping over a defender at the 20. That's where Osage City will take over. 4:23 to go in the third. They get a stop, and they get the ball back, trailing the Thunder 22-19. So Osage City, their own 20-yard line, officially 4:23 on the clock here in quarter number 3. Thunder have not trailed at any points, but a touchdown here would give Osage City their first lead tonight. And they have scored on their last 3 offensive drives. Well, the Indians have really found a rhythm on offense after trailing 15-0 early in the second quarter. Here's Reed Silver in the shotgun set. They give it to Teal on a reverse. He gets away from one, spins from another, and down to the 25 for a gain of 5. So Teal lines up as a wide receiver, takes it on an end-around, and is good for 5 yards there. Tyler Ganstrom in on the stop for Nemaha Central. 4 minutes exactly left in this third quarter. Nemaha Central trying to get back to a state title game, but getting a massive battle tonight with Osage City, as expected. Silver in the shotgun set, a hard count, then looks over to the sideline. Might have made a change at the line of scrimmage. He'll take a low left snap. He'll throw a screen to the left side. It's picked up off the dirt, and it's going to be a first down down the sideline. See where they mark him out. And the screen being utilized there, it is Quentin Stark. He gets up to the 38-yard line. So a good pitch and catch and a first down there. Second catch tonight for Quentin Stark. He has been a little bit quiet. Again, it's been run heavy for both teams, but Quentin Stark, he is a big-time problem in the pass game if they can get him going. First and 10 at the 38 for Osage City. Silver on a play action, going to run it himself. He'll get across the 40 to the 41. Minimal yardage, he'll get three. His fourth carry here in the third quarter. It'll bring up second down and seven. 3:20 to go in the quarter. 22-19, the Nemaha Central lead is three. They have led it from the jump. But Osage City again, they have scored on their last three drives. Another change of play here at the line of scrimmage, it appears, by junior quarterback Reed Silver. Now settles in pistol. He's got Teal, and they're going to run option left. Now Teal runs out in front and becomes a blocker, but he missed the block, and Nemaha Central took advantage. It's a minimal gain of one on the option left. And now it is third down and six here for the Indians, shy of their own 45. Now under 2:40 to go in the quarter. Clock is on the move south. It was 7-0 Nemaha after one. It was 15-13 Nemaha at the half. And right now, late third, it is 22-19 Thunder. Sullivan Haverkamp, middle linebacker, looking back here to the near side, getting the Seneca fans on their feet for third and six. Another change of play at the line of scrimmage. They have trip receivers to the near side right, one split far side left. Third down and six here for Osage City. Another change of the play at the line of scrimmage. Got to get the snap off. They do. Silver back in the pocket. Three-step drop across the middle of the field. It is caught. First down and more. To the 40, down to the 38-yard line. It's a gain of 20 to the tight end, Austin Lamb. Just his third catch of the season. And I would have to imagine, of his three catches this season, that was the biggest one. A huge third down conversion to the tight end, Austin Lamb. He gains 20 to the 38. Indians get on the ball quickly. Now it's Dylan Teal. He's got another room right up the middle, and he's going to be dragged down all the way inside the 10. He is at the 8-yard line. He scampers right down Broadway for 30. And Osage City, they have something brewing here. A 30-yard run right up the middle by Dylan Teal, and it is first and goal at the 8. Osage City in the red zone again, brought to you by Sarah Fox Team with Stone and Story Real Estate. Here's Dylan Teal, this time nowhere to go, as he is ridden back by Hendricks Wall and crew, and it's no gain on the play. He might have lost a yard. And Rosenberger in there on the stop as well. It is second and goal at the 9, so he did lose a yard. When this running game has found something, as we are now at about the final 60 seconds of quarter number 3. Nemaha, they have led it from the jump, but Osage City trying to take their first lead tonight late in the third quarter. It is 22-19 Nemaha Central, but the Indians right now second and goal at the 9. Teal has had some big-time runs here tonight, and it's a low snap. Silver picks it up. Now he's rolling near side. He'll take a shot for the end zone. It's picked off! Picked off by Nemaha Central! It's Caleb Strothman, and he's out to the 13-yard line! Oh, disaster for Osage City! And Caleb Strothman, the game-sealing interception last week against the Blue Jays, and a huge momentum-swinging third quarter interception here tonight in the sub-state championship. The third interception thrown by Silver tonight. He had four all season. Strothman in the end zone with the interception, and Nemaha Central will take over at their own 13-yard line. Oh, that is disastrous by the Indians. 37 seconds left in the third quarter. 22-19, Nemaha Central. It will send a man in motion. That is Seitz. He'll catch it on the near side screen. Makes one guy miss at the 15, and he's finished off there. good open field tackle by Zachariah Green. So fairly minimal gain, and that might be the final play here of the third quarter. Little screen pass to Jaden Seitz. His fifth catch of the season. And that one good for three. We're down to 10 seconds. And we're going to take this baby to the final 12 minutes. A huge interception in the end zone by Caleb Strothman. The Omaha Central defense, three interceptions tonight, 12 minutes away from a return trip to the state title game. Second and seven from the 15 coming up as we go to the fourth quarter. Thunder 22, Indians 19, and we're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, knows how to help you. Call today and learn about all the different insurance options you have, including auto, home, renters, farm, life, and commercial insurance. Jerry is a lifelong resident of the area, so he is sure to set you up with just the right coverage. Give him a call today for a quote, 785-336-2040. That's Jerry Nolte, your local hometown insurance agent with Farmers Union Insurance, 785-336-2040.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
12 minutes to go to the fourth quarter here in Seneca. Nemaha Central 22, Osage City 19. Brandon Tabb and Seth Tollison with you on KNZA. Trip to Hutch in the state title game on the line next Saturday. Nemaha Central, after a big turnover and an interception by Caleb Strothman a few moments ago. Nemaha Central, three-point lead and the ball. Hike around the left end. He's got a first down and more, and just barrels his way and lowers the shoulder across the 30. And it's a huge gain and a first down to begin the fourth quarter. Let's see where they officially mark him down at the 32. It's a gain of 17 for Carter Hike. Carter Hike continuing his massive season, massive career, big-time night. He had 152 in the first half, and he has only added to that. He is now officially across 3,000 total yards this season. First down and 10 at the 33. Carter Hike, little hut-hut styles, goes for two, following his left guard. Second down at 8, clock on the move, 11:25 to go. Thunder have not trailed at any point tonight. It's a three-point margin right now at 22-19, but second down and 8 coming up. Hike had a 71-yard touchdown run to begin this second half, immediately followed by a Dylan Teal 50-yard scamper. The Indians have scored on, or did score on, three straight drives, and were on the verge of four consecutive scores. But Caleb Strothman, the INT, and Nemaha Central working at second and 8 from their own 35. Carter Hike takes the snap, belt high, works left, gets to the line of scrimmage, and that is all she's getting there. Pushback immediately, Austin Lamb, first one to charge in there. Very impressed with the Osage City defensive line with Grime, Green, Jackson, and Fagan. Those four have been very good tonight. So no gain on the play there, officially, for Carter Hike. And it's third down and 8 for Nemaha Central at their own 35. 10:22, clock moving, fourth quarter. Thunder 22, Indians 19. Another big play for this Osage City defense. Indians only lost to Silver Lake back on October 17th. They have won four straight and have scored 106 points in the previous two games before tonight. 22-19, though, they trail. Hike, a little play action. Thought about throwing it left. Now he's running back to the near side. He gets away, angles it right, now cuts back left, tries to get through a couple, can't do so. He's brought down at the 41. He's going to be 2 yards shy of the first down. Boy, he was all the way left, came back all the way right, almost looked like he was running in slow motion. But now we get a stoppage in play as Osage City has an injured player down at the 35-yard line. Appears to be cramps the way they're going about it. So quick pause in the action. 30-second timeout here on KNZA. 9:44 to go in the game. 22-19, Nemaha Central. We're back after this on KNCA.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The injured player for Osage City, it was Zachariah Green, defensive lineman, but quickly to his feet and back off to the far side under his own power. 9:35 to go in the fourth quarter, 22-19. Here's a fourth and two play for Carter Hike. Gets a good block around the end, lowers the shoulder. He's up to the 49 to gain of 8. He got great blocking around the edge right side. The wide receivers and tight ends have been so good blocking for him this season. And on fourth and two out of the break, Carter Hike, a little hut-hut, goes for 8, and it's right near midfield, first and 10. Thunder leading by 3, 22-19. Carter Hike right back to him, went right, sidesteps left, and he got right to the midfield stripe, maybe to the Indians' 49. Either way, no more than 2 on that play, and officially at midfield for a gain of 1. Second down and 9 for the Thunder. 3 minutes in, 9 to go here in the fourth quarter. Thunder have not trailed at any point tonight, but right now it's 22-19. Can the Indians get a stop? Indians had a chance to take the lead on their last possession on offense, but they threw an interception in the end zone. Caleb Strothman picked off Silver. Here's Carter Hike, right side this time, trying to get away, can't do so. And forward progress for maybe 1.5. It's sportsmanship there, both sides. As he was hit, driven back by Grime as he finished it off. It's going to bring up third down and about 8. Ball at the Indians' 48-yard line. 8:20 to go in the game. Clock moving. Thunder with a 22-19 lead. The win for the Indians last week at Caney Valley, their first sectional championship in school history. We know Nemaha Central. They have 3 state championships since 2019. And looking to get back to Hutch for the 4th time in 4 seasons. Third down and 8. Here's Carter Hike. Takes the snap. Holding at the left hip. Now he's going to tuck it. Now he wants to pass it. Now he decides to run it again. And he is forced out of bounds. He tried to throw it late. And a flag comes in late from the near side judge. I think they're going to call it a sack. As he tried to throw it going down near the original line of scrimmage. That was well played by Osage City. But the very near side official after the play was over threw the flag. And what is the call here? Clock stopped at 7:48. That was a third down play that gained nothing. It appears to be on Nemaha Central. But we still have not gotten the word yet exactly what the penalty was. So officially a sack. Hike didn't get the ball off before going out of bounds, so it's a loss of 3, and the Thunder are punting it away. At 7:48 to go in the game, up 3. They're going to give it back to Osage City here. High snap, Thomas gets it down. It's not a great kick. Angles to the near sideline. And it nestles out at the 29-yard line. So Nemaha Central has to punt it away. And Osage City down 3 here in Seneca. 7:41 to go. It is 22-19. And this could be it. Who knows if the Indians will have another opportunity after this drive. But they have a chance to take the lead late. Sabetha did as well last week, and they came up empty. A trip to the title game on the line. First and 10, Osage City at their own 29. Here's a give to Teal on an end around. He's been massive here in the second half. He spins away from Caleb Heenick and then falls forward for a gain of 8 on the reverse to the near side. So Heenick made a good stop, certainly saved some yardage, but They've been lining up Teal as a wide receiver. They've been using him on the end around, and that one officially good for 8 yards. 2 yards needed. A flag is thrown as Reed Silver fights his way for a first down up near the 44, but the clock stopped at 7:07. And this could be going in the wrong direction here for Osage City where that flag was thrown. It was a first down run. It was second and two. Silver got about six there. But waiting for the call from the white cap. It is a hold against Osage City. Big penalty there. So back him up 10 yards. 22-19, Thunder by three. Approaching the final 7 minutes of this fourth quarter. Thunder have not trailed at any point tonight. But Osage City, they have battled and they have made this one close and rightfully expected. But the penalty makes it now second down and 12 back at the 27-yard line. Ball on the near side hash. Indians from right to left here in the fourth quarter. They send Teal in motion, goes behind and settles in behind Silver. They fake the toss to him right. Silver keeps it left. He has room, and he's going to have a first down across the 40 to the 41 on second and 12. He runs it for 14 yards. This Indians offense, very productive, really, since about the midway point of quarter number two. But the turnovers are a big reason they're still down three. They have thrown three interceptions here tonight, two in the first half. And then the one in the third quarter was in the red zone and in the end zone, which would have given Osage City the lead. But now they have to do it with 6.5 minutes left in the game, down 22-19. Four wide receivers. Austin Lamb, the tight end, settling up on the right side of the line. Now Silver points him back to the left side of the line. First down and 10, Indians. And now a whistle and a stoppage of play. Who's going to burn that timeout? Osage City will take their first of the second half. 6:14 to go in the game. Thunder 22, Indians 19. We're back in a tight 30 on KNTA.
You know what Grandma really wants for the holidays? No, it's not a sweater. It's not another candle. She wants some meat. That's right, the good stuff from Frankfort Meat Company. Juicy roast, tender steaks, and smoked hams. All the fixings for a feast that'll have folks lining up for seconds. So skip the fruitcake and swing by Frankfort Meat Company, 120 East 2nd in Frankfort, or call them at 785-292-4436 and make Grandma very proud this year. Frankfort Meat Company, meat you just can't beat.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now you can't write a better script, potentially, and an ending here in Seneca tonight. 6:14 to go in the fourth quarter. Nemaha Central 22, Osage City 19. Indians have the ball. And they have first and 10 at their own 41-yard line, going right to left. They just burned their first timeout here in the second half. Let's see what they drew up out of the timeout on first and 10. Pistol set. Teal the running back. Two receivers right. One receiver left with a tight end that side. They go to Teal. Grabbed by the left shoelace and then brought down. Nowhere to go. Sullivan Haverkamp. Carter Hike in on the stop. Minimal yardage and maybe no yards depending on the spot. And it looked like Teal got just back to the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. Second down and 10 for the Indians. Ball nestled between the 41 and 42-yard line. Under 6 minutes to go in the game. Indians with it down three at 22-19. Another pistol set. Lamb, the tight end, left. Now Gantenbein, the receiver, in motion to the near side. They go to Teal right up the middle. Makes a good move, and he has got some room, and he's brought down in Thunder territory at the 46-yard line as he gains 12. Boy, Teal has been so good in this second half. He has had big runs of 50, 30, and also 49 here tonight. And the Indians now in Thunder territory at the 46-yard line, first and 10, trailing the Thunder 22-19. Clock is moving. It's at 5:17. Two receivers to each side. Ball in between the hash marks. Pistol set. Teal now set out in motion to the far side. Reed Silver on a quarterback run, following his blockers, just being so patient with it. He's inside the 40 to the 39. He'll get 7. So this run game with Silver and Teal has led the charge all night. Second down and 3 for Osage City at the Nemaha Central 39. We're at 4:45 left in the game, folks. Thunder trying to get back to Hutch for a 4th consecutive state championship game appearance. But Osage City is fighting to the end, and they have a chance to put Nemaha in the back pocket. Here is another run, and good tackle by Carter Hike as Teal takes it to maybe the 35. It is close to the first down, but might be a half yard shy. Did they give him the first down? Boy, they did. Wow. Man, this late in the game and that close of a look, you would think they'd maybe go to a measurement. They went straight off the eye, and it's a first down for Osage City at the 36-yard line of Nemaha Central. Thunder 22, Indians 19, as we're coming up on 4 minutes to go in the game. Now the Thunder take their first timeout here in this one in the second half. Again, 4:08 to go in this game. The Thunder have not trailed at any point. Their lead is 22-19, but the Indians have first and 10 at the Thunder 36 with 4:08 to go in the game. Brandon Tam and Seth Tollefson, thank you so much for hanging with us tonight. We expected this one to be good. It was great last year. Two of the three previous meetings were one-score games. The only exception back 2 years ago in 2023, in which Nemaha Central beat Osage City in the sectional round 53-27. Last year's final at Osage City was 33-27. And the sectional round meeting in 2020 was a 7-0 Nemaha Central victory. So again, the fourth all-time meeting between these two. The first one in the sub-state championship. Indians looking for their first berth in the state title game. Nemaha Central, they have won 3 state championships since 2019. They lost last year to Southeast of Saline, but captured the title in 22 and 23, trying to get back for a 4th straight year. Out of the timeout, 4:08 left in the game. Here's a first down snap and a give to Teal, and he goes nowhere. He's going to lose a couple. Kyler Gantstrom, the first to wrap him up. Hendricks Wall put him in a wall and sent him back for a loss of 2. Gantstrom and Wall, Leaguer up there as well, has been great. Levi Thomas has made some plays. Clock is moving. It's at 3:45. Second down and 12 yards to go here for the Indians. Backed up to the Nemaha Central 38-yard line. Austin Lamb, the tight end, slot left. 2 receivers that way as well. Quentin Stark, the lone receiver right, guarded by Seitz. They fake the toss left to Teal in a right side run. Another heavy hit from the backside by Wall, and he'll get maybe 2 at best, and 3rd and long coming up. Another big play again. The 6'3", 300-pound senior D lineman, Hendricks Wall, with a big play there. So Silver that time, he gets 2. It is 3rd down and 10 for the Indians. We are at 3:05, clock moving in the 4th quarter. Both teams, 2 timeouts left. Thunder lead it 22-19. Thunder fans on their feet. 3rd down and 10 yards to go at the 36 of NC. 2 receivers left, 1 right. Running back is Teal. Pistol set. Chest high snap. Play action here. Silver standing tall. Now rolling to his right, being chased by 3 purple jerseys. And he has to throw it away. It's incomplete. 4th down and 10 coming up for Osage City. 2:41 left in the game. Both teams, 2 timeouts, and the heavy rush forced a throwaway. And you got to give a lot of credit to that back end of the NC defense. Nothing open downfield on that play. Thunder 22, Indians 19, 2:41 left in the game. Both teams, 2 timeouts left. And Osage City, they're going to have to get on the ball pretty quickly here. Nemaha Central fans on their feet. Can they get the big stop? They're up by 3. Figured we see a timeout by one side here, and we got it right before the snap. Osage City will take their second timeout. 2:37 to go in the game, facing 4th and 10 at the NC 36, trailing by 3, 22-19. Don't go anywhere. Big fourth down play coming your way next in 30 seconds.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
KNZA, biggest play of the game tonight, Thunder 22, Osage City 19. Indians with 2:37 to go in the game face 4th and 10 from the Thunder 36. And Coach Glatzik wants to call a timeout. Fans were getting roughed up and ready for that snap, but Coach Glatzik will burn his second timeout and will go ahead and keep it right here. So both teams, one timeout left, 2:37 to go in the game. The Indians have not had a lead at any points, but it has been multiple one-score games, or one-score margins throughout this game, I should say. It's been a lot of fun tonight, man. And Nemaha Central's defense, essentially one stop away from putting the nail in the coffin, getting back to Hutchinson next week. But, again, 2:37, both teams a timeout left. We have seen Osage City convert some big third downs here tonight. But you would think on 4th and 10, it's going to have to come from the arm of Reed Silver, the quarterback. Neither team has really had much success passing it effectively tonight. Carter Hike did have a touchdown pass in the first half to Camden Schmidt. That is really it. Reed Silver has thrown 3 interceptions tonight. His team is down 3 with under 3 to go. Trip to the state title on the line. Here we go. Man in motion, that's Lamb, the tight end. 3 receivers to the far side right. 4th and 10 from inside the 40. Knee-high snap. Silver has time. 4-man rush. He throws it to the far side of the field. It is caught, and a first down for Osage City. And down to the 24, it's a gain of 12. There's so much mud on these white jerseys, unsure who made the catch. Believe they called out Quentin Stark for a gain of 12. And it is at the 24-yard line now of Nemaha Central with 2.5 minutes to go. An incredible 4th and 10 conversion for Osage City. The clock is stopped as the receiver went out of bounds. Oh, my goodness. Here's the snap. Here's the give. It's Teal working right. Gets forward progress inside the 25 to the 23, so a gain of maybe 1. And Teal will get 1 on that play. Sullivan Haverkamp the stop. And the clock is moving. It's at 2:08. 22-19. Thunder trying to hold on. Indians just converted a massive 4th and 10 just a moment ago to keep the hopes alive. Ball at the Thunder 23-yard line. Pistol set, 4 wide receivers. It'll be Teal. Nowhere to go. He'll lose a yard. Another huge play up front by this Nemaha Central D-line, and it's going to be 3rd and 10 back to the 24. Again, Sullivan Haverkamp with a big-time stick in the hole. Down to a minute 35. It is moving, that clock. Both teams, one timeout left. Thunder 22, Indians 19. Officially under 90 seconds to go. Indians have it 3rd and 10 at the Thunder 24. Again, a 3 would tie it. But conditions rough for special teams here tonight. Here's a toss right. It's going to be a pitch back to the near side. It's caught by Silver. He's got a lot of room. He's at the 20. Angles left. He's inside the 15. And he's down to the 10. A trick play for a gain of 14 and a first down. That is a 14-yard pass by Teal. A minute to go in the game. It is first and goal at the 10 for the Indians. Both teams a timeout, but it is first and goal. Man in motion. They give it to Quentin Stark on a reverse. He cuts it up quickly on the right hash. He'll get half of it near the five, and we're down to 42 seconds. Oh, my goodness. 35 seconds. Ball is at the five-yard line in Omaha Central. Or, correction, the six. Beg your pardon. It's not goal to go. It is second and five from the six. And now a timeout with 25 seconds remaining in the game. Oh, my goodness. Osage City, they have pulled out all the stops. Omaha Central, they use that timeout. It is their last timeout, and the season is on the line. It is second and five from the Omaha Central six. Now, I will say the scoreboard is showing second and six from the six, but the sticks on the far side of the field appear to be making it second and five from the six, which means they could get a first down if they got inside the one-yard line. But Osage City tried to shock the world here tonight. 25 seconds remaining in the game. They are inside the Omaha Central 10 at the 6. It is a 22-19 Thunder lead. Both teams scored on their opening drive here in the third quarter. Neither team has found points since. 25 seconds remaining in this game. Osage City trying to get to their first state title game in school history. Thunder trying to get back for a fourth consecutive season. They'll call it second and goal at the six. 25 seconds left. Well, they just added a little bit of time. Now 25.9 to be exact. Thunder fans on their feet. Season on the brink here. Five wide receivers set here for Osage City at the six-yard line. Silver, quarterback run, sidesteps a man. He gets inside the five, and he's dropped at the four. And Osage City has to call their final timeout with 20 seconds to go. Cannon Sudbeck made the stop. Both teams are out of timeouts. It is third and goal at the four. 22-19 Thunder, Osage City. They have two plays. Now again, no timeouts. So if you run it here, which you'd instill a lot of confidence, and I wouldn't blame them the way that Teal and Silver have ran the ball tonight for Osage City. Again, it hasn't been their strength this season, but with the weather, slippery conditions, the pass game has not been good. But again, if you run it and you are short of the end zone, you are going to be very short on time. It is third and goal at the four. 20 seconds left in the game. Omaha Central 22, Osage City 19. Indians trying to walk this thing off here in Seneca tonight. Here we go at the four-yard line of the Thunder with 20 seconds to go. Four wide receivers set. Man in motion to the near side. And they go double reverse. Ball's on the turf. It's kicked away. Thunder recover. Omaha Central recovers. And that will do it. You gotta be kidding me. Osage City pulling out all the stops. They go for a double reverse. And the ball gets kicked back to near the 20. And the Thunder are going to walk away with an epic 22-19 win. They do got to take one snap. They do got to take a knee. Oh, my goodness. The Indians had multiple big plays on some trick plays on that drive. But at the four-yard line, they try a double reverse with no timeouts left. That kind of play there shocks me. Hike takes the snap. He takes the knee. The Indians were on the doorstep of shocking the Thunder here tonight. But a play call that could be questionable at best is going to haunt Osage City. As there's good sportsmanship across the board, an epic hard-fought game tonight. But Omaha Central will be back in Hutch for a fourth straight season. They move to 12-0, and they hold on tonight. 22-19, the final score. A lot to dissect. Our postgame next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, agricultural real estate. My goodness! Take a breath, folks. We're back after this on KNZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lindquist.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show.
Visit Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for their fresh, delicious sandwiches, yummy deli meats and cheeses, a variety of fresh deli trays, and for their soft serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
It's the Honeyman Ford year-end sales event. Drive into the new year with unbeatable savings on your favorite Ford models, small town handshakes, big city selection. Hurry in, these offers won't last. Visit Honeyman Ford today or check us out online at honeymanford.com. The clock's ticking. Don't miss your chance to upgrade and save big. Honeyman Ford, proud supporter of local youth and community organizations.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
Farming is one of the greatest family businesses in America. Over the years, generations of families have worked together to provide us with the food we need to live and help our communities thrive. At Elk State Bank, we owe a lot to our local farmers, and we're proud to be your bank. Whether it be a real estate loan, livestock loan, equipment loan, operating loan, or simply a line of credit, we are here for you. Elk State Bank in Seneca, your rural financial partner, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Kevin Felkamp with United Bank and Trust. When it comes to your farm, we understand the challenges and opportunities that come with agriculture. Whether you need livestock, equipment, real estate, or operating expenses, the loan experts at United Bank and Trust are here to serve you and your needs. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
As harvest progresses and comes to a close, Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca wishes everyone a happy Thanksgiving. They hope your year has been full of abundant blessings. As you gather with family in thankful celebration, please remember to thank the farmers that grow all the bounty you enjoy. Happy Thanksgiving from Beth Dieters at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
My, oh my, the Nemaha Central Thunder survive in advance. And that is, as simply put, I can really do it. It was an incredible game tonight. Nemaha Central forcing four Indians turnovers, including in the final seconds. Osage City, they were down three. It was 22-19. They were driving, they were moving, converting on fourth downs, third downs. They had it third and goal at the four with 20 seconds left. Neither team had a timeout left. They went trickery with it, and they had some trick plays tonight that were successful. But on the biggest play of the night, in a chance to walk into Seneca tonight and get a win and upset the Thunder, Indians went for a double reverse that ultimately got put on the turf. It was kicked back near the 20. And that big turnover sealed the win for Nemaha Central. They led it wire to wire, but man, the Indians made it real interesting down the stretch. But the Thunder win it 22-19, advancing back to the state championship game for now a fourth straight season. I got Seth Tollison on the other side looking for a final. Last we had seen, it was southeast of Saline up by 10 on Hoisington. That was early in the third quarter. Well, let's see if we do have a quick hitter here. And so the score we saw early in the third quarter was the final score in that game. As Seth Tollefson lets me know, southeast of Saline 22, Hoisington 19. So the top two teams entering 2025 in 2A, Southeast of Saline and Nemaha Central, two teams that played for the title a year ago. We get a rematch next week, next Saturday in Hutch. Super excited to see these two teams duke it out once again for the state championship, as Saline was able to knock out the Thunder last year in dramatic fashion. Thunder looking for their fourth state title in school history and third title in the last 4 years. The senior class has been epic, and it has been a wild ride, and they will have one more game in Hutch next Saturday, as it looks to be Southeast of Saline, again, the top two teams at the start of the season, end the season as the top two teams, and in the title game next week in Hutch. We'll take another time out. We'll dive into some stats. We'll get you our player of the game and get you out of here. A lot to dissect once again, but Nemaha Central survives it tonight, 22-19, and they're back in the state title game. Again, more postgame after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At Be Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. The Outdoors, real estate made simple.
Is your car ready for the cold? Winter is coming, and Honeyman Ford wants to make sure your vehicle is up for the challenge. Our expert technicians will check your battery, tires, fluids, and heating system so you can drive with confidence all season long. Schedule your cold weather service prep today at Honeyman Ford, where your safety comes first. Schedule today. Let us pick up and deliver your vehicle to your doorstep. Stay warm, stay safe, only at Honeyman Ford in Seneca.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
This week, we celebrate National Rural Health. At Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice, we celebrate the strength of rural health care built on the foundation of neighbors supporting neighbors. As a top 20 critical access hospital and level 4 trauma center, we're proud to offer safe, high-quality care right here in our community, where compassion, access, and excellence matter the most. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Hilltop Creations of Baileyville offers stained and painted cabinets, laminate, granite, or quartz countertops, plus onyx bathroom tops and showers. They can design and install as well. Call Chris Leertz with Hilltop Creations at 294-1875 for all of your cabinet and countertop needs.
Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha has an opening for a full-time teller. If you'd like to join a fast-paced working environment with great people and excellent benefits, this may be for you. High school diploma or equivalent is required. Come see Jennifer or Mick at the main bank, 610 Oregon Street in Hiawatha, for an application. Applications accepted until the position is filled. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company is an equal opportunity employer. Member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First off, just a shout out to both of these teams here tonight, Nemaha Central and Osage City. An absolute thriller. We expected it. Two very good teams. Trip to the state title game on the line. Nemaha Central, they led it wire to wire. They had a 15-0 advantage early in the second quarter. But Osage City, 13 unanswered. 15-13 our score at the break. Carter Hike, second play of the third quarter. 71-yard touchdown scamper. 22-13 Nemaha Central at that point. And then right after that, a 70-yard drive by the Indians, and Dylan Teal, a 50-yard run to the end zone right up the middle and really untouched for about 40 yards out. Again, special teams were a big factor. Osage City, they missed a two-point conversion after that Teal touchdown, which made it 22-19. They also missed an extra point, which was blocked earlier in the game. So, again, that kept a couple points off the board for Osage City. And Osage City, not once but twice in the second half, had a chance to take the lead, again, at 23-19. After an Nemaha Central punt, Osage City was driving late in the third quarter. They were inside the 15. But Caleb Strothman, a huge interception, one of three interceptions and four turnovers forced by this Thunder defense here tonight. And then Nemaha Central had to stiffen up one final time as it was 22-19 with 7:41 left in the game. Osage City got the ball from their own 29. They convert a big fourth down and 10, multiple key third and longs to work inside the Nemaha Central 10. They had third and goal at the 4. With 20 seconds left, down 3. Neither team at that point had a timeout left. They try a double reverse, which started far side, came back to the near side. Trickery is very light in the description and what they were trying to do there. I'm not going to question it. These coaches have a good understanding, but no timeouts, 20 seconds left. You're at the 4. That double reverse ultimately turned into a fumble in which was recovered near the 20 by Nemaha Central. They take one snap, one knee, and the game is over. 22-19 Thunder advance, their fourth trip to the state title game in as many years, and it will be a rematch as number one ranked Southeast of Saline beat Hoisington tonight 22-12. So the two teams that were last up last season, in which was an epic game in Hutch, we're going to get the rematch next week on Saturday. And we will have it, of course, on the MSC Sports Radio Network next week when the Thunder look for their third championship in 4 years and their fourth title since 2019. 22-19, the final score. Again, our postgame here tonight brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Got to get you some stats. And again, neither quarterback had much success in the pass game. Carter Hike, responsible for the 3 touchdowns. He did have a passing touchdown. It was the second score of the game in the second quarter, a 5-yard pass to Camden Schmitz on 4th and goal. But outside of that, just not success. It was the running game for both teams, and obviously Carter Hike, the heavy dose for Nemaha Central unofficially tonight. 40 carries, 280 yards, the 3 total touchdowns, 2 on the ground and 1 in the air. But Osage City, the combination of Reed Silver and Dylan Teal really kept them in this game. But the turnovers are going to be a big factor when Osage City rewatches the film here. They threw 3 interceptions and then lost a fumble on that final few moments or that final play in the final seconds. So obviously Nemaha's defense coming up big. But Dylan Teal, 19 carries, 180 yards and 2 touchdowns. And then quarterback Reed Silver, 22 carries for 121 yards and a touchdown. Again, those numbers unofficial. Well, of course, our player of the game, it's going to be brought to you by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, and it's Carter Hike, man. 40 carries, 280 yards, 3 total touchdowns. He was a monster again on the ground. Not a ton of success in the pass game, but they didn't need to pass it a whole lot. The weather certainly played a factor in that, but unofficially, again, 40 totes of the rock, 280 yards, 2 rushing touchdowns, and a passing touchdown as well for Nemaha Central. That's going to get us wrapped up here. And we are going to join 92.1 KMZA in progress. Crittenden Prophet in Hanover, Axtell, and the Wildcats in the 8-man D2 East Substate title game. Been seeing nothing but close scores in that one. So we're going to join that one in progress. So you'll catch the end of that one with Axtell and Hanover here in a moment on KNZA. And then, of course, all the action followed by the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. For John Tollison, I'm Brandon Tabman. Nemaha Central 22, Osage City 19, Trojans and Nemaha Central. Trojans southeast of Saline. We get a rematch of last year's state championship next weekend in Hutch. We join Axtell and Hanover in progress right now on the MSC Sports Radio Network.